And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
Relatively concerned about many things. I mean, just today, wow. Now we're having some fun. Now, Austin Peterson, it looks like we're going to get a debate between him and Daryl Perry next week. Donna's setting it up. And we'll do, however long we can get. You know, he says he's really busy. He's not sure he's going to do a three-hour thing. But we'll get at least, an hour in there and have some fun. That's the real debate. The real debate is, we have it's always coming down to what is the proper role of government. I just want to know, what is the proper role? I vote leave me aloneism. That's my big thing. That's the proper role for me. So I'm going, okay, how are we going to do this? Well, I see a lot on the top left of Freedom's Phoenix. You see Top Tech News, and I'm going, this is the technology and communication and transportation and energy and currency and crypto, whatever the heck, and the hardware and software of entire generation next are just freeing themselves. Freedom, there's an app for that. A lot of times it's hardware you need to run that app. That's where I got, and I met Christopher Wade at Porkfest this last summer, and I'm going, finally, somebody's making, laptops and computers that come pre-installed with Linux on it, and it's done, and I don't have to go through the brain damage of, I'm like, yeah, well, I just want to buy the freaking hardware, and it just works, and I just plug it in. How about that just? Okay, so Christopher Wade hooked me up. I've been really happy with the equipment. It's doing great. I don't have to pop up some kind of BS and them going after and viral whatever. I'm good. Open it. It works. The time it takes for my Windows computer to boot, I've already finished what it was I wanted to do. I go in, boom, 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 click, 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 get maintenance of get done, and then the other one's not even booted up yet. So I'm going, what the heck? When I get this, the first thing that happened, right after we put banner ads up on the site, I really want to promote this, then all of a sudden we hear about the FCC coming in and, oh, no, 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 you can't have your router secret from the surveillance of we rule you. Now that's happening more and more and more. We're seeing this fight for us to even be free, the capability, the hardware, the man is coming after it. Well, on the front lines of that is Think Penguin, Christopher Wade. So we got to ask Christopher. Christopher, hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing okay. I mean, I could be doing better if, the government wasn't trying to trample all over my rights and everybody else's, but
well, give us the updates on this. I think that was kind of a pretty informative intro. What would you add to that? I mean, what you guys do?
Okay, I can back up a moment. So what do? I mean, we basically sell computers. We sell technology. The tools that we give people are basically, they give users control over their computers. And what does that mean exactly? Well, when you buy a computer, you go into a Walmart or a Staples or wherever it is you buy your computers, and you buy a computer, you're going to get a Windows system, or maybe an Apple system. But at the end of the day, the hardware they're giving you, the software that you're getting, it's all controlled by a handful of companies. And those companies are pretty much under the finger of government, especially the U.S. government. But it's not just the U.S. government. We can also see the same thing in China and other countries, where they've got these alliances behind the scenes where there are alliances that are so deeply rooted in technology that every system on the market basically has a spec door in it. Part of this is speculation. Part of this is factual, but we know there's a back door. What we don't know is how malicious the back door is. There's a back door. It's called Intel Management Engine. And that is basically, it's advertised as a feature for businesses to remotely control one's computer, but it's in every recent system. And I think I talked to you about this on past shows, but basically, even in our systems, this backdoor basically exists. We're trying to move away from any kind of technology where we don't know how it works because it's proprietary. We want to be able to give users control back of their systems. If Microsoft says this, you have to have this feature or advertisement has to pop up on your screen. Well, you know, users aren't in control, and it's Microsoft. With Linux, it's not just with GNU and Linux. It's not just your these large companies that have control. It's if you get your software from one particular source, and that source starts doing something malicious, you can go to another source and find the same exact piece of software, but without the malicious feature. So it really puts users back in control.
Now, and let's talk about the router thing. That was an issue that really was right on point with this. I got one of your Libre router kind of doing on my thing. I'm good and everything. But then all of a sudden, the FCC is like, what you did with Ernie, you're not allowed to do anymore or something. They explained that to us.
Yeah. It's a really complicated issue. It's so complicated that it's really hard for me to explain like the details of it, like specific regulations and stuff. Because there's like two different.
Well, I don't care about that. Let me put it. You can fluff it up after I make this statement.
Sure.
If I have a router and it sits there, I have old routers that have it's kind of open. You can change the firmware in it. You can kind of make it where it's more secure, encrypted, or kind of whatever they want. The FCC, because it has a radio in it, gives them jurisdiction of the government agency, and we rule you in this regard. So they go, any computer that has a radio wave, Bluetooth or Wi-Fi or something, they claim that we can lock it down, that we put in the surveillance software and the hardware in such a way that we and our NSA van can come up and do it, and you can't change it, stop it, prevent us from doing that, and that's the battle. How far off am I?
Yeah, I mean, you're pretty much spot on. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to understand the differences, even if I really go into detail.
Yeah, don't care. The bottom line is, I own the router and its security, or am I buying an open door and putting my ankles up to my ears and tell Uncle Sam to just do me on a daily basis with my computer?
Yeah, no. Basically, the FCC... So
give you a good word picture.
Yeah, traditionally the FCC has certified any kind of electronic devices, and anything with a radio in it, especially I guess, has to basically comply with part of these new rules that were passed and or are coming into effect. And basically, what the rules state, and it's actually. I believe it's partially mostly related to 5 gigahertz spectrum, but all new radios are basically 5 gigahertz for computers and your technology devices. But basically, with these new rules, the manufacturers have to lock the devices down. So you can't replace the software on it. So you can't know what's going on with your
devices. Okay, wait, hold off right where you are. We're going into the good. You're starting to get to the good. Now make a note. What word I got to write down to remind you where you just left off? I'll make sure that he
gets lockdown.
Lockdown. All right. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the lockdown. Lockdown on your whatever the heck you can do with your computer you're not allowed to do because they lock it down. So we're going to go ahead and get in details on that when we get back.
This is Donna Hancock with Silver Alliance Realty in Phoenix, Arizona, and I specialize in helping you find the real estate that fits your needs. Whether you are looking to purchase a home or a piece of land, whether it's in town or a rural setting, I can help you find exactly what you are looking for. Most of us are aware of the turbulent times ahead and will need to settle in a place that will suit our particular desires, not only to protect our families, but to thrive in the coming downturn of the economy. Unfortunately, that time is not in the future, but it is upon us, and if you are going to get ahead of the game, now is the time to prepare. Qualifying options for new loans are narrowing, the dollar is being devalued every day, and living expenses are on the rise. So I have created a useful tool on my webpage at DonnaHancock.com that will allow you to search for properties at your leisure that are of interest to you. Simply click on the Search MLS tab at the top of my webpage to begin your search today. Start preparing for your future, and when you are ready to move forward with your home or land buying purchase, we can work together to get you and your family ready to flourish. Feel free to call or text me at 602-828-1819. That's 602-828-1819, and let's get started today.
We got 2 minutes. Let's go ahead and take a. We got lockdown to come back with. What are some of the other issues you want to make sure we get to today?
I mean, the FCC stuff, the lockdown stuff, is probably the most interesting thing I have to talk about. I'm not even really sure what else.
Well, I mean, you know, the opportunities that Think Penguin has. Do you even have competition? Is there another Linux hardware? I mean, I looked before. There was never anybody. I mean, do you even have competition?
We do. It's kind of crappy because their products suck and they don't really do. They don't provide the level of freedom and everything else and control that we do.
So that's not like their main goal. Is like when you came at it from a different goal.
I mean, they're doing it's a money thing, not really. Yeah. There is one company in the UK that is doing something. It's actually doing a little bit better job at the moment than we are for the laptops, but they're older laptops, refurbished laptops, which several year old laptops. So it's kind of, it's not, I wouldn't call it a general user kind of thing that I would be very, very, holding my breath if anybody bought one that didn't really know what they were doing. So yeah. Yeah, not really.
Hey, Donna, check the connection in the back of camera one. Rip. To take your hands off it. Hold on a second. We got a connection thing here. Yeah, there we go. Okay. All right. We'll go ahead and continue the lockdown thing. But I did want to talk about, you know, like your company and your philosophy and if there is any competition and how and so on, that'll work.
Yeah.
Right, here we go.
Okay.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Com. Think Penguin. It's a Linux company that sells Linux computers that come with the Linux operating system on it, and it just goes whir. Cold boot from dead, kind of just nothing, first time, but boom, put in the password, boom, opens, done, works great ever since, ye freaking haw. Okay? So I'm just going, I tell you, I got one problem. This is my complaint. Here, I got one complaint. You ready, Christopher? Here's my complaint.
Sure.
For some reason, if I want to, I move it and I just take and unplug everything and go in there and I have it on. If I unplug the mouse, it won't let me use the touchpad without having to go back and plug my mouse in after I turned it on. You're going to say just, aren't you? You're going to say you just go into the menu. That's the only problem that I have. And I just, it's easier for me to just go get the mouse. But anyways,
I'm not actually sure where the problem lies there. But
well, if that's the only problem I got, then, you know, you're probably doing okay. So this is, let's go ahead and finish up with lockdown. You're talking about the lockdown. When the FCC said we got to lock down routers, what does that mean?
Okay, so what it means is that you can't install whatever software on your router that you want, basically.
Why? Why do they not want you to do that? Why is that a big deal?
Well, because, they don't come out and tell you why. Like, they try to avoid telling you why, but we can clearly speculate. So the FCC regulates the spectrum, and it's the radio spectrum, and we don't want, if you have a radio broadcast, you don't want interfering with, or you don't want your wireless routers interfering with your radio stations, for example. Now, they probably can't really interfere anyway, probably, just because the devices aren't capable of broadcasting on the same frequencies, but there are some devices that are capable of broadcasting on the same frequencies. So the FCC's job is basically to ensure that the devices that come out are following basically certain rules such that they don't interfere with each other.
My baby monitor isn't going with Wi-Fi signal or something. They make this stuff up. They come up with some, apocalypse scenario of you got to let us do because of whatever. What's their real mission here?
So, this is a good question. We don't know what their objective is because there hasn't been a problem. We can ask them, but they won't tell us. We can, try and speculate. But when we speculate, we've found that the obvious things, the things that are most apparent that we then end up arguing about, people who think the FCC is doing good stuff, and then the people who think FCC is not doing good stuff, at least in relation to this, we find out the whole argument to be flawed, because the reality is, if we start looking at it, the problems that we're speculating that are going on, or the reason that they're changing the rules, don't even actually exist. I mean, I'll give you a demonstration of this. So there are routers that were being set up by commercial companies, but these are big, like, industrial routers, not your consumer routers. And the software wasn't being replaced on them. It was using the default software. And basically what was going on was these commercial companies were putting the routers, I think it actually had to do with the antennas specifically. They were modifying the antennas, and they were doing this on very large buildings near airports. And as a result of that, it was causing interference with basically weather airport systems. And the weather airport systems, they can't change frequencies. It has to be on this very specific part of the 5 gigahertz spectrum. The reason we can have wireless routers on 5 gigahertz is because there's a piece of code that specifically says it detects whether or not there's radar. If there is, it won't use part of the spectrum, the 5 gigahertz spectrum. It won't broadcast on that. Okay. In any event, so what was going on? Again, this is my recollection. Is I believe they were taking and putting on these antennas, and at the end of the day, they're not. I believe the 5 gigahertz it was or is only allowed indoors, and maybe they were using it outdoors, but in any event, with the added antennas, these long-range antennas, it was causing interference on weather radar systems, basically, at the airport. So, people argue, okay, this is a safety hazard, we can't have this. Well, it turns out it's actually not. It could be, other than the fact that it's obvious to the radar, the person working the radar systems, that this is interference, and they simply ignore it. That's exactly what's happened. So it isn't actually a safety thing that the FCC is responding to.
It's a justification.
Yeah. Well, no, they never actually said this is why they were changing the rules. So the question goes back to, how far are we going to take the speculation? I mean, we've got to come up with something if we're going to argue about it. But I think what it comes down to is that the people who are arguing for it are basically arguing for it without a cause, without a reason. They're just
arguing for what? You haven't told me for what. I mean, what are they?
Lockdown. They're arguing for lockdown.
Which means what? What does that mean?
It means that every device that comes out is only going to be able to run the software that the company that sold it to you has put on it.
Okay, so the argument and the discussion and your advocacy is, when I buy a piece of hardware, I wish to have the ability to configure that hardware however I want. If I want to put, you know, Firefox on it, or, you know, Chrome, or I want to do this, or have, kind of, they go, nope, here is your government-approved box, and you're going to use it the way we say you can use it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what they're basically. That's the result of these rules. Okay. Regardless of what their intent was, that's what happens when everybody has to lock.
Yeah. See, this all this stuff of the speculation of blah blah blah, because they can, because it benefits them. We know that every router is going to have a certain configuration, and our NSA van can go up and log in, do and plant whatever of the kiddie porn on your system of the land of, we kind of, because we can, and we surveil, and we went in and we took all your email and got your Bitcoin codes of the, you know. See, I just need to know what it is that they're doing, why they're doing it. It's because they can. I don't give a crap, you know. I can't, and that's the point that you're making, is that we can't control it.
Nobody can tell you why they're doing it.
It doesn't matter why. It's what they're doing. What are they doing?
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's, you know, they put spin on it saying we're not requiring lockdown, but that is what they're doing. And it's the only way to follow the rules, basically. And now there's actually larger companies out there that are saying they're locking down all their routers, and they're saying so, and they've actually responded, saying that it's a direct result of these rules that were changed.
Yeah,
and that's interesting, because most of the time they won't say that. They won't tell you why they're doing stuff. So,
all right, we're in break, but this is, you know, to skip to the end to get, you know, when you're asked this, is the time spent on their justifications and why they're doing it. I don't care. It's because they can. The FCC is just the entity that has jurisdiction of the federal. Determine what can be done in the radio spectrum of we're the guys. I mean, if they didn't exist, there'd be some other law enforcement or Justice Department of the Department of We Kick Your Butt. They'd be the guys doing it. So what I want to know is that what's the result? The result is that if you allow for the consumer to change the settings or to work with, or their router is them and they can do whatever funky stuff they want to do, then, oh, hell no, we need to have it to where it is set and locked and you're not allowed to do anything. Well, then these companies that make routers, they're going, damn, we're going to have to lock this down so we can sell, so we don't get the approval of the FCC, so that America consumers can, we can even, it's a money thing. Well, then I'm going, all right, fine, so let them, whatever. So where do you get the routers that will allow us to not have to do that? Do I got to order them from Taiwan? Do I get them from South Africa, of New Zealand, of whatever the hell? Or all the manufacturing are just complying with U.S. stuff because it's the biggest market and you can't get anything and you got to go to Goodwill, find an old router?
I don't know. I mean, if we stop selling them, there isn't going to be an easy source to get this stuff.
The router that I got from you is before this happened. I was lockdown. Now, is there a supply of these that are still, is it in the chain, or are they all starting to, now when you go and you offer, that's why on your site you have the, you know, line stricken through and kind of, look, man, we don't want to tell you that we're selling you something that ain't so. So we're like, yep, so all right.
It's complicated because you've got newer routers and you have the older router technology, essentially. And what you have is more along the lines of, it's only on the 2.4 gigahertz frequency, which is the older stuff. And I'm not 100% sure if that's going to be an issue. But the problem is that you won't be able to get those routers with that technology in it anymore.
No, I understand, because the market, and they want to comply with, and we can sell at, and all of a sudden now it's not available anymore. No, I'm looking for the Kickstarter of Chris Wade, if I just made it here and they can suck it. Oh, and then here comes the Hellfire missile. I mean, how important is this to the government?
I don't know. I don't know how important it is to the government, but they've clearly put spin on it. They haven't, when we tried to get them to change it, they basically responded saying, we're not requiring lockdown. And the result was, well, technically that might be true, but the only way for manufacturers to comply with your rules is to lock it down. So, yeah, everybody is. TP-Link just came out with an announcement saying that they're locking all of their routers down. So I don't see why this rule would just apply to routers. It applies to everything, from phones to computers to tablets, everything. Anything with a radio in it, basically, a 5 GHz radio.
Okay, so, and your concern is, well, we just don't have the options of being able to have Wi-Fi and it be secure. I mean, is that your main concern?
Well, yeah, my primary concern is security, from a security perspective. If we don't know what it's doing and we can't control it, well, guess what? We already know there's back doors and routers because the government intercepts them, the U.S. government. We know China's got back doors and routers.
All right, so we got to bring this stuff up. All right, here we go.
Radio Network Program Guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Wade, thinkpenguin.com. You know, it's all straight in his head, and I just got to try and make sure we all understand. I understand. We understand. This is a an important piece of the security of individuals, and one reason why I wanted to go to Linux. But the problem was, is I was trying to convert and modify HP computers that I had. I had a couple HPs over there from back and whatever. So I had these, and to put Linux on, and so we found out later that Hewlett-Packard and Microsoft had come together to make it to where you couldn't do it. You can't load Linux, certainly as a dual boot, without being, you know a bunch of just buttons. So I'm just going, we went through a week or more of this trying to understand what is the problem. Well, it was so bad, and it was right before we went to Porkfest where I met Chris Wade, and I'm going, how come somebody just doesn't have this ready, you know, just has the computer? Well, they do. Well, one of the things that he's advocating, there's a lot of, you have the power to secure your communications in your home with your Wi-Fi. You have the ability to make sure that they're not going to surveil, and you at least look at the software and see and change and do. They go, damn it, there's too many Chris Wades out there, and oh my God, there's Think Penguin that's actually out there selling hardware that allows them to be secure if they so desire and has the capability. And then the SEC, federal government, goes, hell no. We don't want encryption. We don't want where we can't just tap in. We don't want, because you might be like, you know, talking about, you know, freedom and stuff. So I'm just going, okay, the rules that they came up with, even though it doesn't say you must lock down your router so that we can't look at it, whatever rules that they had, that was the end result to be in compliance. So manufacturers are just making it to where, nope, we have the government gets to see backdoor hardware of here it is. And Think Penguin, Chris Wade's out there. Look, we want to sell our computers that have Wi-Fi in it, that, you know, that interface with the router, and for it to be what we pinky swear promised is that it's secure. Well, now they're getting to the point where we can't offer that service anymore, and we want to make sure everybody knows that if they continue down this road, every piece of hardware that you ever get that computes, you're going to be on the man's grid. Get over it. And we're trying to help and make sure everybody knows how far off am I, Chris.
Yeah, no, you're spot on. Yeah, so the rules are, again, they're for the radio, and any device with a radio has to comply. It's not where everybody's talking about. So this is big news in the tech world. This is big news. And it's been a conversation that's been going on for months and months and months. And there, almost every time this discussion happens and it flares its head, people don't understand what it is that's happening. They don't. They think that this is good and that it's going to, you know, it's going to protect the spectrum and that you're not going to be locked down. You're going to be able to get routers, you know.
That, yeah, blah, 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 blah. People don't even understand the words that you're doing. I'm telling you, you know, that's why it's all the Linux guy and the Bitcoin people. You just. And I'm going, whoa, whoa, whoa. You got to break this down to bumper sticker for us to even care. And, you know, the 2-minute, you know, summary that I just did there, I never hear that from you guys. I mean, I glean it after about hours of talking to you people and kind of going, yeah. So what you're saying is, well, you guys need to skip to the end and freaking say it.
Your computers are going to be controlled by the government, because the government has control over the corporations, and the corporations have control over your routers, and they're not allowed to release the code. So your ordinary person cannot look at it. Your ordinary technical person. So if no technical people, except for a small group of people at these companies, have control, and they're under, you know, orders not to disclose how these devices are working, everything is basically, yeah, it's a backdoor. We already have backdoors in products. I have almost direct knowledge of backdoors in some products that not stuff that's been publicized, just because so there's somebody that I work with who did what's called reverse engineering, and basically what it means is that you analyze how something is working, and then you kind of produce you figure out how it works basically through this really complicated process, basically. It's the best I can explain it. Anyway, he reverse engineered a laptop, and in the process of doing this, this was a laptop that was designed by a Chinese university in cooperation with the government, that was then licensed to manufacturers to produce for the commercial market. Well,
that include American buyers?
Potentially, yes. Europe, America, wherever, China. And they would not release the source code. Everything on the laptop essentially was built off of code that was under a license that meant that they had to release the code. But because when we requested it, they refused. Essentially, they refused. They said, you know, we'll do it if you give us some ridiculous amount of money. So it was never going to happen, and they knew it. So what happened was, we said basically, okay, well, we'll work on reverse. We have reverse engineering skills are very rare, and it's a very difficult thing to do. But we have some of those skills, so we're just going to reverse engineer. So what we, in the process of doing that, we figured out that there was this backdoor, and it allowed the Chinese government essentially to remotely control these laptops, and it was most likely dissidents. But not only did we know that there was this backdoor to the Chinese government, we also knew it wasn't unintentional. Like, it wasn't just an accident from some, you know, developer. Because what happened was, the company that was manufacturing them, we basically said, we have the sources, let's go ahead and get them manufactured. Well, the company stopped responding. Now, the factory basically was very good about responding to all our inquiries, and they just all of a sudden stopped. Well, if it wasn't for the fact that we had somebody in China already who could go down to the factory to find out what was going on, we would never know that the reason that they stopped communicating with us was because the factory workers were concerned that they were going to basically be thrown in jail for working with the enemy, for conspiring with the enemy. So they actually basically the Chinese guy that we had in, you know, in China, who went to the factory, talked to them about the issue, and they flat out came out and said it to him, that the reason we stopped communicating was because of this, because we know about the backdoor, and that if we continue to cooperate, we will be thrown in jail. So you know, this is
yeah, you're messing in the state secret thing, and the whole point of this was to be able to infiltrate our software and chips into the planet, and that's our plan, and it's working well, and freaking Chris Wade and Think Penguin mucking up our rule the world plan.
Yeah, and that's a Chinese example, but obviously, you know, the U.S. government has even more control and over the very core chips, especially that are in laptops and desktops used around the world. So, you know, and it's even more like top secret, essentially, than
now, when it says Intel inside, am I supposed to feel good about that or not?
No, that should scare you. That should scare the daylights out of you.
So what's the alternative?
Well, there isn't one really right now. There's no good alternative. We're trying to work on a better alternative, but it's nobody is doing this. Nobody is putting resources or funding efforts to develop hardware or laptops or desktops that are that can be secured, where we have all the sources.
Ooh, that there sounds like a big giant market for a Think Penguin type of, you know, somebody do it and offer me the what? See, I'm screaming about. Look, I mean, you know me. We've had this conversation. I'm going, where the hell is my synced up Ubuntu smartphone that does the my laptop, my tablet, and my PC, and we're all, and it's encrypted end to end, and everybody can suck it. Where is that? Well, I start getting emails. They're going, hey, China, they got this one smartphone that runs Ubuntu, and it's getting ready to do it. I'm going, well, who makes that? China? And I'm going, oh, yeah, I trust that hardware. So who's doing this? Where is it? I don't know. But if we create a market for it, we scream for it, and a manufacturer, a distributor like Think Penguin, maybe we'll get it.
When it comes to investing in precious metals, you need a source you can trust who offers you choices and empowers you to maximize your wealth. That's where Roberts & Roberts Brokerage can help. Roberts & Roberts is a trusted name in precious metals. Since 1977, Roberts & Roberts has been providing you with the finest gold and silver bullion, coins, rounds, and bars at genuine and honest prices. They make it easy to invest in precious metals and work with you to suit your investment needs. In addition to offering gold and silver for sale for U.S. dollars, Roberts & Roberts Brokerage is now accepting Bitcoin in exchange for their quality precious metals products. To speak with a professional from Roberts & Roberts about investing in precious metals, call toll-free 800-874-9760. Write this number down, 800-874-9760. Visit Roberts & Roberts online at rrbi.co. That's rrbi.co. On behalf of Roberts & Roberts, here's hoping your day is as good as gold.
Support all your favorite organizations. But make sure you give $5 a month.
Yeah, give me $5 in 5 minutes, and we'll, you know, $5. It's always $5. So if we did $5, and everybody did a Kickstarter of $5, and we're going to fix it, and we do some hardware, and with the company out of Sri Lanka, of whatever the heck, that, you know, Freedom, you know, funded by a bunch of Bitcoin guys of Libertarian, if we did it, they're going to get a Hellfire missile and say, oh, hell no, you're not allowed?
I don't know. We're planning to do it. I mean, we're planning to do this.
See, that's where we got. See, that's what I'm looking for. All right. Solutions, man. Solutions. We understand the problem. I tell you, Chris, it's you know, I like having these conversations with you, so you, it helps you with, you know, dealing with the public and just, you know, skip to the endisms, is that, you know, look, you're not allowed. They want it to where, you know, they drive by and they got access into and hardwares. When I found the, God, what did they call that? The trusted program module or something? What's that called?
Yeah, TPM. Trusted program module.
This is that. When I found out about that, I was like, are you freaking kidding me? All right, here we go.
RN.FM.
There are those that just want to be left alone and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
No, Neo. What I'm saying is, when time comes, you won't have to dodge a bullet. Yeah, Chris Wayne, we got a plan. What's the plan? We're going to have us a plan. Now, you know what the plan is? The plan is to thwart the bad guy's plan. How do we do this? There was a thing, I mean, when we first talked, I was looking at different things and how computers were made and what's in there, and I came across the trusted program module, and this is trusted program module people, which, you know, is all the they, them, those, Intel, Microsucks, and kind of goes on and on and on. And these guys, we're going to decide how we're going to comply with the Clipper chip in the 90s that they wanted the government of, we need to get inside, and all the emails and the printers and the faxes of, if we only had a chat, and then it kind of went away. Nobody talked about it anymore. So they go to increase the capabilities and customization of different hardware. You have this one trusted program module, is a chipset that goes into all your devices, that what they wanted to do is, it was supposed to have the ability for you to dial it to where only certain kinds of apps or software that was trusted, that was on a list, that it could be put on, you know, supposedly to you know, save you from getting viral something, you know? Well, it's always the promise, the promise, the promise. But what it did is it also made it to where it downloads whatever software they want to put on your freaking thing. And if they already put it in, the capability is now with the hardware that they can hardwire, firmware, put software in, and then they don't want you to take it out. They don't want you to change it. It is like they won't leave us alone. They are making all of our electronics compliant with we get to rule you. And I'm going, all right, fine, great, wonderful, peace. Can I do something that, you know, you don't? No. And this is how we're going to... So there has to be somewhere, something, some place that people that recognize and know this to protect humanity's ability to freely communicate and not be under freaking constant surveillance. I'll just put a chip in my brain. And I'm going, is there an effort to do that, Chris? Are you guys working on it? What's up?
Yeah, well, so we're trying to essentially... Well, I shouldn't say we're trying to. We have. We finished a prototype, actually, of a laptop that is not based off of Intel or AMD chips. And that's the level at which these bath doors basically exist. So without these chips, these particular chips, you can design a laptop that we have the complete set of source code to, and we understand how it works. That's kind of where we're at, and what we need to do now with our next step.
Manufacturer, give me. I want to buy. I want to give me.
The next step, yep. The next step is to set up some sort of crowdfunding campaign, and hopefully raise funds to get the manufactured.
How much do you need? What are we talking about?
$100,000,
$1 million, $10 million. What are we looking at here?
Minimum, probably. We're looking at I don't think we actually need that many, that much demand to actually manufacture what's like an itty bitty run. I believe it's probably going to be like $500,000, but, dollars that is. But generally speaking, like a small run is 100,000 units, which 100,000 units is like nothing. Like that's like a test run. So we're talking about maybe 250 units, 500 units maybe.
Now you're talking the module set that you need with it's not the whole computer. You're talking just this one component that would go into the building of already off the shelf components, right? Or you mean the whole laptop?
So this is it's the parts that make up the laptop are not necessarily all unique, but the design of the laptop is, and part of the reason is because of the components that we're using.
Okay, so you're designing from the ground up, and you go, all right, company, what's your name that makes this thing? We need your stuff, and you're okay, and this isn't compromised. So where all of the compromise is, and the chipset, and these processors, and the little square doodads, the solder on my freaking motherboard of whatever, you know which ones that you need to do, and then incorporate that into a finished laptop.
Yep, that's exactly what we're doing. So we're designing a laptop from scratch that only incorporates components which have not been compromised, essentially, is what we're doing.
Well, that was kind of what you started ThinkPenguin with, and now they just came in and go, oh, these chipsets that you use for that, yeah, you can't do that anymore. That's what happened, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I mean, we basically started the company about the time that these backdoors started getting inserted into critical components, and we have successfully gotten further with routers. We freed routers, of course. Once we freed the routers, the FCC came along and, you know, said you can't do that anymore. But you know, we do still have out some routers that are free.
Mine's free.
You know, the user controls.
I mean, you're assuming that I know how to do it, but at least I got one that can. You know, that just out of principle. You know, this is, I understand. So now I'm looking at this laptop. Are you just wanting to get a working laptop, or are you wanting to incorporate it into other things? Like, I'm looking to, if I could sync up and have security between my smartphone, tablet, laptop, PC, whatever I got, it's all synced in the computing world. If I get to do whatever I want and not be constantly surveilled by the man, I'm your new best friend. So, I mean, are you just working on laptops right now? Is there a future for other devices to sync with it?
Yeah.
Or what?
So we can do a desktop. We can do a laptop. that's a really, I mean, okay, so when I say we have a finished prototype for our laptop, I don't mean we have something that's going to, you know, it's going to be the most seamless, easiest thing to use. I'm just saying we have a laptop that works, which is a first.
Yeah.
If you look, you know, interestingly, if you look at, I don't know if you've talked about the Russian government and how they stopped using computers to basically communicate. They got typewriters, and you know the reason for that. It comes down to all these Intel and AMD chips have back doors in them now. So there's a reason. There's not. This isn't all.
It's been. It's all. What's his name? Kapapper, Toporoffa. What's his name? You know that I read a long Wired magazine article of they're the ones that found the Stuxnet virus in Iranian processing nuclear computer crap, and they're going, look, the U.S. did this. This whole thing has been a bit. They're finding all kinds of back. You know, and it doesn't surprise me. They go, you know what? And we're not doing computers anymore. Does Russia have its own technology? Are they
Russia? Yeah, Russia is designing its own hardware. They're beginning to do that. The costs are insane for a country even the size of Russia, even with all the money that Russia has. They have a huge hurdle to overcome in designing their own hardware. It's extremely expensive. And when you're not selling to the rest of the world, the costs go up significantly. So, yeah, it's you know, and the Chinese are taking similar types of steps to design their own hardware because again, the U.S. the stuff that's coming out of the U.S. So all of these chips are U.S. designed. Whether all the major chips, the big chips that are on all laptops and desktops right now, really. They're used all around the world. They're designed by basically AMD or they're designed by Intel. It's mostly Intel. And Intel has the back door and AMD is something similar. So, yeah, this is a major, you know, security issue.
They'd put an import freeze on free Russian, here we got now. And if you could look into it and it's open, you could see that the Russians didn't do the same damn thing. They're just for them, you know. And you get the open kind of, and it comes from freaking Iran, and who cares? I'm free! And the U.S. would go, you're not allowed to get it, okay?
Well, just the fact that it's manufactured in China is probably less of a concern than the fact that we don't even know how it's working because we don't have the code for it. So I'd be less concerned about the fact that it was designed in China that it was manufactured in China or that it was manufactured in the United States. What I'd be concerned about is that we can actually go and manufacture it and then come back, have one of these components and analyze it and see, yes, the source code that we built, that they flashed on this device that we made, that they manufactured for us, is actually what we gave them.
Okay, and so you have the capability, you have the technical ability and the contacts that you can actually design the microchip of burn it into the silicon of we want this and go make it.
Yeah, I mean, we can confirm forensically, basically, that the Chinese haven't messed with our with the software that we gave them to flash on like a router.
Are they willing to do this?
Are they willing to manufacture?
Yeah.
I don't see why they wouldn't. It's probably the U.S. government that is more of a threat than the Chinese government.
You know. Wow, that's a statement. You know that. You know everybody knows it's true.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're out there. We'll stay updated. Hold on a second. Yeah, see, in the last couple of segments, certainly the last segment, then we get into the meat of it, you know? This is, you know, the fact that you're actually building hardware now and looking for, you know, manufacturing of doing that, that's the story. That's the solution. That's the fix it. You know, because when you started doing, when you did Think Penguin, I first started, this has only been, it's less than a year. Less than a year ago, we look at it, I'm going, finally, somebody's doing that. And then right when you started doing it, oh, I'm sorry, what you're doing shouldn't be allowed anymore. Okay? So I'm going, of course not. Whenever you empower the individual and free them from surveillance of the man control of what you got to do it, well, there's always going to be somebody somewhere with the law and you're not allowed. So I need to bypass that entire thing to where we designed it ourselves, you know, the freedom community, whatever. You designed it yourself. You have the ability to compute without being, you know, bent over for Uncle Sam, and you go, yeah, and what do you care? Well, we care because of terrorists and, you know, surveillance, and you might have an opinion we don't like or something. So I don't care what their opposition to it. Is there a capability of me purchasing computer? I'm sitting here looking at 1, 2, 3, 4. I got like a dozen computers within 15 feet of me. And I'm going, you know, one's for the video, one's for the audio, one's for the Skype, one's for, you know, running the Comrex, one's a laptop to do the music, a laptop to do the Sam broadcasting, a laptop for me to, you know, do my research in front of me now, a video editing computer over there, another video editing computer, Donna's computer. I mean, you know, I'm sitting here looking at gazillion computers, and I'm like, they're going to get data freaking overload for me. I don't know what the hell they're going to do. Just listen to the show if you really want to do some work. So I'm going, all right. If I are able to start segueing into new replace, every time I got a, I'm probably buying two computers a year to replace, update, whatever. So I'm going at least. So I'm going, all right, the next time I do this, am I able to start transitioning into a more secure environment for me and have it configured in such a way that I can be private? But then, you know, and I'll risk whatever red flag that throws up and they just get all pissed off and I don't care. But the ability for me to be able to conduct my affairs in the future economy that's coming, because all of these laws and taxes and brackets of your permission slip of land use of your not allowed agenda 21 through 5,000 of whatever the hell, it would be nice that I don't have to go and do what Russia did and go to typewriters. I would like, hey, can I still communicate and email and text? I need hardware and software that even allows me to do that. I know that the industry and you guys and activists and tech, you know, files of the young, we see what's going on and all this bad stuff they're doing. They're hiring us out of school or not in school or whatever to do it for them. And a bunch of us go, yeah, you guys suck and we'll go over here now. So there's enough of the, you know, Wilsons and the Wades and the, you know, Amir Takis and all this kind of stuff that, yeah, it's out there. Then you got some money from new money with Bitcoin people of I need some freedom. As this whole entire system falls down, they're going to want to surveil and convince us why they need us kind of crap. When you have a whole generation of, you know what, maybe I don't, and we're over here. Over where? We can't see you. Good. That was the point. So I'm going, when that happens, this transition into cryptocurrencies, transition into open bazaar. Friday, we have Drew Phillips from Bitcoin Not Bombs coming on, and he's probably going to be here this afternoon, too. We're meeting with some other guy, just yo, what's up? He's going to be talking about, he and Derek Slopey, our IT guy, have set up a hosting platform for Open Bazaar. So they're starting to open up and doing kind of, all right, here we go. Well, what do I want? I want, you know, secure interfaces with, you know, doing whatever commerce on my laptops and phones and tablets and PCs. And I'm going, this is, there's an enormous market out there, which is a threat to they, them, those that want to control and do it. What did we have in the first hour? We had James Corbett on talking about the Pentagon Papers. Well, what was that all about? It's a honeypot. The Central Intelligence Agency or U.S. allowed and doing kind of the tax havens, the United States that didn't sign on to this. We need a global re-rule you and where's all your money going? And Panama. So what happens? All these people go into Panama. Soros and friends or CIA or whoever the hell comes out and say, look at all these people. They're hiding. It's legal, but that's not the point. We're not able to tax and they're sheltering and getting. We need a global government that we get to know where all the money and redistribute from you to the poor of because we said, and we need a global government to do it. All this is only thwarted by what you're doing, by individuals to be able to go, no, we're over here. We're secure. We're secret. You don't even know we're here. We're bit poor, made safe, Alexander descent of peer-to-peer decentralized internet with our privatized computers and routers and everything, and you can suck it. And that is the threat. That is the battle. And you've seen just a warning, the first shots of this, and setting up the infrastructure and the system for you not doing that by what the FCC is doing. So instead of getting all, you know, angry or worked up about it, you just know what your freaking job is exactly what you're doing right now to give me free market solutions to the problem of surveillance and this stuff. So then what do they do? Beginning of March, you had the FBI seize some child pornography thing. Free Talk Live, you know, goes on and says, you didn't shut it down? You guys are serving up child porn? What, the FBI is child distributor porn people now? What the heck? A week later, they go in and they raid their studios, took all their computers. Said, yeah, you know what? We have here information that somebody used your router. Okay, now, was it a secure router? Were you able to secure? Somebody used your router to go check this porn site. We're taking everything because you bitched about it. Oh, really? Now, they got that thing going on. So we get right back up. We're on, you'll never stop the signal. We went to, this other network and we didn't kind of have more equipment and back up them on. So I'm just going, wow. This is a big, giant battle, and they're prepping the mindset and the opinion and the fluff piece. We got in terrorism always and tax money. Everything that you're seeing, all of this news is a psyop to get people the support of a global governance that we need to know where everybody's putting their money and everything, and they aren't going to be able to do that if they have options like what you're trying to offer for people to be off the grid and they don't even see you as you're doing your cryptocurrency. You feel me?
Yep.
So don't think don't get it. I get it. You're the biggest threat. So my thing is that whatever you guys do, it has to be done in such a way that it just doesn't matter what they do. It has to be, I don't know, freaking 3D printed of a 3D printer of a 3D I printed with the metal kind of whatever the hell.
It is. So to some degree, actually, that is. So the laptop actually is was prototyped with 3D technology, and the plans are actually available for download, so you could technically 3D print at least part of the laptop yourself. Some of it, you just can't do it.
See how you are? Okay, so we're dealing with some big minds here. I mean, you're in rarefied, atmosphere of some of the boys, right?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, I mean, the people that would make this challenge, the rebels against the machine, the people that have capability to do it.
Yes, definitely.
I mean, you're wearing Guy Fawkes masks all over the place.
Yep.
All right. So, I mean, have you gotten any resistance from the man to come and visit one to explain it to you?
No.
They will.
No. Yeah. No, not at this point. I am curious. I am curious if a lot of what they're doing is clearly affecting us. But, there's so much noise out there. I don't know how much on their radar, but there's a lot of noise out there, and the community that that tends to be interested in our products is relatively small, and the larger masses that are interested in our products don't necessarily understand or know the details of what it is that we're doing. So they don't really understand that our products are better from a security or a privacy standpoint.
No, I tell you the problem. I mean, it's nothing personal. It's just, I'm dealing with a lot of people that think with the minds that you guys have, you aren't able to relay it to grandma. I mean, it's just too big. Concepts are not big enough, or word too minutia detailed of who gives a crap. I mean, it really needs to be.
I have people fighting on me on both sides on that one. I can do a better job at explaining stuff, but on the one hand, when I dumb it down, I get people saying, "Well, that's not right. They're not requiring lockdown. They're only requiring the radio to be restricted." But if you don't go into those details,
no, I understand to comply with whatever they do. Oh, it's not a lockdown, but to comply with this, they had to lock it down to make sure it doesn't violate the blah blah. So now you're screwed. I get it. But the thing is that it's just a much quicker. See, I'm not the technical guy. I would get caught. Somebody asked me a question, and I go deer in headlights and go, I don't know what you're talking about. But but I understand the concept enough that I can be a lot more conducive to making sure that the larger audience understands the importance of this issue and why they're doing this. And I can tell you why, because if you're not in control, you're out of control. And that's their mindset. And they're just like, if we don't have to where, right, also today, James Corbett, we're talking about New Jersey is now listening to conversations. They have audio recording devices and microphones on the public transit system in New Jersey. And you're going, what the hell was that about? Well, when do they announce this? Or it's kind of leaking, or it's coming out. Oh, terrorism. Yep, see, you had the Brussels bombing. Yeah, we're trying to keep... See, it's always these terrorist stuff on, you know, the light rail or the subway or something. Yeah, we got... Ah, we're proactive, man. We're listening to everybody's conversations because somehow that's going to stop a bomb from going off. And I'm going, what? I mean, they're just doing... No, why would they do that? It's poll data. It's, you know, it's like when the scene from V for Vendetta. Well, 87% of the interlink traffic of people mentioning in a positive way of the blah, 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 blah. It's just for them to try and get a feel of how they're going to rule us better. The surveillance part, I go, this better be a pretty sophisticated, you know, computer or a guy that doesn't have anything else to do, and he can pick out 15 gazillion conversations of, I mean, what the hell is that even for? Because they can. You know, somebody's dad sold it as a whatever the hell and made money of we rule you. So I'm just, I don't care. The battle up against, I don't care why, I don't care. I'm looking for the option, the hardware, the opportunity to be free from surveillance, regardless of who it is, and I don't care their reason. So you can give kind of, you know, whatever, but the fact that you're telling me you guys are already working on the manufacturing, the hardware, and the crowdsource funding of we got to fix the problem, hell, I would have started off with that in the first segment, in the first minute.
Yeah, it's, there's we have so much farther to go, like, even after we have a laptop that, you know, a laptop that is much, much better, there's still so much more to do from making it something that's actually easy to use and everything else. I think just having people running Linux is a thousand, you know, it's so far
better.
Better that, you know, I'm not even concerned about this last little step from the masses perspective. Because it's kind of like, okay, well, the government probably doesn't really care about most people, and that it might not be good enough if you're targeted anyway, but we do need to get to that point where we do have systems that we can at least have, that they're making it more difficult, I guess.
The people are out there going in the demolition derby. And they're in, you know, they're on a moped, you know, and or they're out, you know, which represents, Microsucks or something, or you're in a, you know, the Bigfoot four wheel freaking kick ass Linux. Now, if they targeted you and they keep coming after you, yeah, they're going to get your pickup truck, but at least you're not in a moped, you know. So I understand, and it's always, you know, little word pictures like that help, but, you know, I want to help push and bring attention to and provide resources for what you're doing. I give you an example. The second you start coming out big public, certainly on a Kickstarter or Indiegogo or something like this for what you're talking about, oh, they're going to want to explain it to you then, I guarantee it. I give you an example. Everybody keeps going on about chemtrail this, chemtrail that, chemtrail. Now I'm going, you know what? Let me tell you how you're going to, you want to get some attention. Do a Kickstarter of you created a nice little rocket with a chipset that just there it is, and you launch it and it follows and it goes in the contrail and it does live feed of a spectral analysis of whatever's in to you kind of show them that. Oh, just even mention it or put some specs or we're funding or we're doing a prototype or whatever. The man will go, are you freaking kidding me? Well, then of course they'll be going on about, hey man, they got guidance and missiles and that. They'll blame that. Oh, we don't want to get, I mean, you do something like that that's controversial. I guarantee, man, they're going to want to come visit you. Just ask Cody Wilson. So I'm going, okay, if you're going to be doing this, how secret is it? How many people know that you're going down this road?
But I don't know. I mean,
is it you have a campaign? Is it like, the most people you told was on this show?
Very close to it. I mean, there's never really been any, it hasn't really been too terribly secret. I mean, we've been talking about it more. There was a presentation done at I'm trying to think of the name of the event. There was a major conference in Europe, and the person designing the laptop is in the Netherlands, and he did a presentation there. We've talked about it on your show. When people email, I talk about it all the time in emails, but not like, you know, there hasn't been any kind of serious publicity.
Yeah, see, it'd have to be like the Pentagon paper thing. Yeah, so it's all legal. I mean, there's probably some illegal and whatever the hell. But I mean, you know, it's like, oh, this person, shame, shame, shame. Not really doing anything illegal, you know, as far as I can tell. But, you know, like I care. Oh, they kept more of their money? Darn. I mean, you know, I don't even know what they're thinking. And, you know, this is definitely a Soros-backed CIA government world planetary we rule you crap. You know, so I'm just going to... I just need the tech. That's why on the left side of Freedom's Phoenix, if you go to the homepage, it's all top tech news. This is how we're going to free ourselves. This is where we're just going to make them, you know, obsolete. It's where ubiquitous freedom of I get to do what I want isms is just bypass of bite me. So I'm looking at that. And that's why the next generation, Generation Next is going to tiny houses. They're going, yeah, I'll just pull my house. Oh, you're being a scum. Okay, I just moved over here now. Oh, I got 10 days. Oh, well, I'm over here. Oh, in 30 days, we're going to do it. Oh, well, I just moved over here. So they go, what happens? HUD comes up and says, you know, recreational vehicles, which we deem tiny homes as a recreational vehicle, you can't live in permanently on any land anymore. You can't. We can't because we just decided you can't. This is what's happening. Right now, Adam Kokesh and them are up on their Freedom Ranch thing in northern Arizona, and they're already getting cease and desist letters, and you got to get on the grid properly, and you didn't have an inspection of you're not allowed. You know, and I'm going, yep, welcome to the real world here. So what does it need to be? What you're talking about? It's just technology that I got. You know what? You're saying it's illegal for me. And sooner or later, it's going to be just like they're doing the FCC with the routers. They're going to say, yes, it is illegal for you to send, receive ones and zeros without the ability of us reading it first. And that's what they're doing. They just haven't blatantly came out and said it yet.
I don't know. I don't know if they're going to come out and say it, but certainly there's people out there saying that they should be able to, for sure.
We're going to have, if they need to maintain this fear and this, you know, we rule you and you glad we're, why you need us. If they have to have a mushroom cloud or Golden Gate Bridge or St. Louis Arch goes toast in middle America and kind of crying babies and, you know, and burnt and napalm from kind of whatever the hell, then they will do it. You know, this is what, so, and all the more reason for us to be able to be, you know, but I deal in a different level. I just deal in public opinion. You know, just like, no, they suck. This is bad that they did it. Well, they're doing it. What are you going to do about it? Nah, just say that they suck. I mean, they may not do anything, but they certainly will golf clap for you, you know, coming up with a solution and learn from the effort. But it also lets everybody know, look, man, you are surveilled. Don't tell me how your VPN of you kind of went toward and you didn't know. Man, they got you. Who are we bullshitting here? So I'm hoping that the impression that I have on you is that there is an enormous market out here for what you're talking about, and large enough for you to do it. As the opposition comes for you providing that service and that product for that market, that's the battle. That's the PR. That's what we are going to be commenting on, is their effort to make sure you can't. So I'm wondering, you know, where do you feel safe doing this out of? Is it coming out of America? Is it the Netherlands? Are you negotiating in this amorphous Reddit community of nobody knows where anybody is and they're just manufacturers in China? Are they having, you know, is Chinese government, they're eventually going to go, no. What?
Hello?
Yeah. You hear me? You got me? Chris, you can't hear me?
Hello?
I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, my question was this. What is the the company, the effort, where's it going to come out of? Europe, the Netherlands, Sealand, Ocean Space Station, or whatever? Because if you have an office anywhere, and then, of course, the manufacturer in China, I don't know what kind of influence. Hell, even the Chinese government may not want to do it. You know, but I'm you know, how is the mechanism of this getting done? Where's it based out of?
So the laptop has been designed and prototyped in the Netherlands, and then what's going to happen is the gentleman who's working on the design is going to come to the United States for he's going to be here this summer actually probably, and he probably around the time Porkfest is going on probably I don't know what we're doing about Porkfest at this point, but the plan was to go to Porkfest and.
I'll tell you what I did when I went to, I spoke at an Acapulco, and Airbits couldn't make it down there. And I said, look, man, whatever you give me, I'll put on all the chairs and do and make sure. But if you guys can't make it to Porkfest, you need a presence there. You give me a bunch because I'm a fan. So you get me a bunch of flyers, cards, trinkets and trash and whatever. I'll make sure it gets slung all over. At least you'll think you were there.
Yeah, it's, I mean, basically, everything gets manufactured in China, and then he'll be going to China and supervising basically the manufacturing of it, but, that's where the manufacturing will
be. What are we looking at here, a year, two, five, a month?
We have the prototype finished, so any day now, probably, we'll be doing the crowdfunding, but I don't know.
Okay, so who's we?
But pretty much it consists of myself and Luke and there's somebody named Josh who runs the crowdfunding site that I guess we're going to end
up
using.
Okay, so it's you. I mean, it's like, cuz you're the marketing of this. I mean, you're like, "Hey, I want to provide secure computing for the masses, and we need a company that can sell and already has a distribution of a company that buys and sells hardware and software." Go, oh, that's Think Penguin. So Think Penguin is, they're like, you know what? We love us some Think Penguin because they got the distribution of what they want to make.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, what else are you going to do? Am I going to Walmart to get this? What?
No. So the way these crowdfunding campaigns usually work is, and
I'm not talking about the crowdfunding to get. I'm not talking about Kickstarter getting going. I'm talking about, okay, now we're in production. Where am I going to go buy it? You're not going to buy it from Kickstarter.
Oh, sure. Obviously. Our plans are more longer term than that. We're hoping, hopefully we get a crowdfunding campaign off the ground, we get some manufactured. I don't know. It's difficult to say.
Is the crowdfunding for this going to happen before the presidential elections in early November?
I'm hoping so, but
it'll become an
issue. Not a finished prototype, but obviously there's it actually takes time to put stuff together.
No, I understand. I just kind of get an idea of, I'm already sitting here thinking how I'm going to promote the living snot out of it. And I think about it. We had John McAfee on the show here recently. A show before you was Austin Peterson, the other libertarian young candidate running. We're going to have next week a debate between him and Daryl Perry and doing all this cybersecurity. Certainly with McAfee, that's a big deal. The cybersecurity and cyber, you guys don't understand, blah, 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 blah. And, we talk about this. You're going into the national convention in May. You have, after the primary, it's going to be, and all of a sudden Think Penguin comes in with a Kickstarter. If we're going to free the planet, and guess what? It's a presidential issue. You see my point?
Yeah. Well, that would be awesome. I don't know if that'll be possible or feasible, but we got to. I mean, you have to understand, we actually have to put together a.
No, I get it. I'm just asking. If not for then, you can even do an announcement that it's coming. I probably wouldn't do that because they'll try and stop before you even get started. But you know.
Obviously, we've got the manufacturing. And components and everything else pretty much lined up. It's pretty much just a matter of you know, again, the prototype is done. We've got some pictures. We got to get some better pictures for a crowdfunding page that, you know, to put together. And then at that point, you know, it was, I mean, this has kind of already sort of been delayed. Like, it, you know, multiple times. This stuff doesn't, it's not like software. It's, hardware is very difficult.
No, I'm hip. I mean, I've watched movies on how they do the new product of the Apple went to China, we're going to make, and kind of it's a thing. You know, so, all right, so let's go ahead. And is there any online mention of this project? Is there a something I can link to? Is there a picture of the prototype? Is there a speech that was given in the Netherlands? I mean, is there something?
Yeah.
Boom, send it to me. Send it to me.
There is, if I can find it, I have so much communications over this, but it's mostly internal communications between.
I don't need all the ouch, quit it details that grandma doesn't care. I want a picture. Yeah. I want a graphic. I want a mission statement.
I can probably send you, it's a crappy picture, but I can send you a picture of the prototype, maybe even a couple different ones at different angles.
With a description of what is going on and why and how, and a paragraph if I put it up on the site. See, the thing is that when I always say on the air, I'm going, look, the reason I bitch about this stuff all the time is, you know, because that's what manifests it in reality. I bitch about it enough, here it comes. You know why? I don't know, because I bitch about it. You know, and it's like, you know, quantum reality. If I bitch about it, it happens. So I'm been bitching about this. Here it comes. I'm like, yay. So I want to be part of, you know, whatever I can do to help promote this. But I'm telling you where the promotion is going to come from. It's going to come from the people understanding the issue and wanting to have the product that alleviates this. I'm got a all-seeing eye on my shoulder looking in my ear, you know. So I'm just... This is something that I want to advocate because that public opinion is where you're going to lose. They will use unlimited resources and how many people they got a bomb and it was encryption that allowed. This is happening in Paris right now. So they're going, oh, hell no. In UK, oh, hell no. You had no, hell no. We need to have everybody's everything and you're on the grid. And we create the market and the idea. No, you don't need. We don't want. And we have this option. All you want to be surveilled? Go ahead and be surveilled. Knock yourself out. We're not stopping you. We just don't want to be. Oh, no. Well, then you're, you know, child pornographers and terrorists and stuff. No, we're not and don't care. And we're doing it anyway. Doesn't matter what you think. So I'm just, that is... I can see this coming. It was not even on the radar screen until the Levolutions with Dr. Paul in 7 and 8. You started to see some funky stuff going on. You started to see how dissidents were quieted, how they're targeted, how Iraq veterans coming back and does a Facebook and boom, they're in jail and they're determined to be crazy or they're going after people because they whatever. And I'm going... Yeah, everybody's ox is going to get gored sooner or later. What's the solution? Your hardware software package. So we need to have people understanding what the issue is. And when do they get it? Oh, my God. Bernie Sanders. We have a girl coming on. She's just a Democrat progressive. And oh, my God, the election fraud of account. Yeah, where you been? You know, Donald Trump. Oh, my God, I can't. But yeah, where you been? This is all stuff that we already know. When it happens more and more, and they get more and more surveillance and more shutting down dissent, and they go in after, and you're not allowed to have that data, these solutions are going to become more and more not just popular, required, requested, and a big giant market of, oh my God, how can I buy it? So I'm with you. I want to help, but I understand for my grandchildren, a future of the world and generation next, you know, 10, 15, 20 years from now, is going to be greatly influenced by how successful you are.
Yeah, I wish I had as much what's the word, faith as you.
Because
I'm not,
you're always thinking in terms of numbers. How many people are going, who gives a shit? I don't care. It's always that one guy that, you know, does everything.
Yeah. Well, okay, so I'm fairly realistic, I think, and I totally agree that we don't necessarily need everybody to use you know, to buy and have hardware that's not being spied on, but you do need enough users. You do need enough people buying hardware to make it actually cost effective to manufacture. And then if the government does come in and say, you can't do this anymore, how do you create a black market for that? I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. We're going to find out, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's you're talking about, you know, when you manufacture stuff and you import stuff, there's all these procedures, and you can slip stuff, you know, under the radar. But at the same time, if you start selling something, okay, well, how do you expect payment for it? Well, Bitcoin. Okay, well, how do you convert the Bitcoins to dollars so that you can buy or pay your manufacturer?
Oh, by that point, you don't have to. I mean, it's going to get to the point to where it's just the dollar's going, man. I mean, this is, I want to encourage, see, that's one of the things that I do. I'm trying to encourage you to do, okay, it's just like with MadeSafe. When they started, they didn't, oh, yeah, we're going to be a three-month thing if we kind of have this incentive for the first and the second. I'm going, I don't think you guys understand the free market demand for this. You know, this is going to, I'm worried I'm going to be on a plane from Panama and I'm not going to have access to a computer when you guys launch. I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to get it. When I landed, I get a call from an activist, James Babb out of Philadelphia. He goes, ha, you missed it. They raised $7 million in 5 hours. It's over. And I go, damn it. Well, David Irvine from MadeSafe knew that I wanted to get it, and he got some for me just to make it. He goes, damn, I need to get some for Ernie. So he did. I'm like, thank you. You know, they get me part, and he even got me more than I was planning on buying anyway, so I made out. But the thing is that now Safecoins are starting to shoot up. Ethereum is starting to shoot up. Why? I invest in Bitcoin, Ethereum, MadeSafe, Dash. He said, why? Because of the technology and the philosophy behind them, not because I think I'm going to make a bunch of money, not because I think it's going to go stupid like Bitcoin or whatever. Maybe it will. Well, I don't care. That wasn't why I did it. And it's not the reason why I'd invest in your Indiegogo, your Kickstarter or whatever. It is because I want to demonstrate that there's a free market demand for what you're offering. And when that happened in a day, they go, in, you know, hours, they went, holy crap. Well, what was the signal, the reverberation? It went throughout the entire, you know, leave me aloneist, non-surveillance, if I want to be secret people. They go, damn, man, there's a market for this. You're damn skippy there is. So I want to do the same thing with you. While you're worried about, well, is there going to be enough in mass adoption of, can I don't give a crap. I want there to be enough demand for this to make it to where it's produced, or at least people see that that is a trait that they need to offer. So what happens? All of a sudden, Facebook owns WhatsApp, and WhatsApp does what? Peer to, you know, point to point encryption. Not that I feel any better, it's freaking Facebook, but I'm going, you know, that, what are they doing? They're tapping into that market. Look, we're encrypted, end-to-end encryption of kind of, woohoo, and every other go, then of course, they kind of forget that Facebook book part, but you know, I'm going, there is an enormous market for what you're doing. I don't think you realize it, because where would you find it? Where would you tap into it? It's just a general public opinion.
So there's probably a, you know, okay, as a percentage, it's really going to be small no matter what.
Doesn't matter. Don't care.
In terms of raw numbers of what you need, you don't need that much, but. I mean, you need a lot, but it depends on what you're trying to do specifically, but you don't necessarily need that much to do a lot of stuff, but you still have to attract, you still have to get your, you have to attract the attention of those who are interested in this.
Yep.
And that can sometimes be difficult.
And that's where I want to help.
You know, it's a marketing thing. And, you know, we've got a decent sized customer base, but it's relatively small. I mean, for
build it, you know, they will come. No, this is exactly the conversation I had with Irvin and Nick. You know, when they're doing made, they go, well, we're kind of, I'm going, God, man, you guys are so into the weeds. You got your head down plowing. You don't see the forest out here like I do. You know, I mean, you're not seeing what's going to happen. The only thing I tell you, you know, when you're succeeding is when the man comes down and says and tries to explain it to you. Oh, hell no. And you're not allowed to kind of dab. You're going, really? And what do? They try and distract you. They'll have a lot. It's exactly what's going on with Cody. What did they do? He has a ghost gunner. Okay. The ghost gunner, mills out the AR lower and makes a gun and suck it and ha ha ha. He does it. all of a sudden it's very popular. He sells 1,000 of them in like the first day. I mean, it was like, you know, oh my God. All right. So he's in a business. So what does the State Department do? They go, oh, anybody even talks about guns, this is where they're going after guys on Facebook and so on. Anyone that trades files or talks about guns, it's in violation of the ITAR, some international treaty of we, State Department, say you're not allowed. So what he's talking about, the ghost gunner, a lot of people, they could make different files. They could make freaking car parts. They could do whatever the hell they want on this machine. But anything to do with guns, if they're in a forum and they trade files, or Defense Distributed has a forum up there and people are sending, you know, files that they could change the way the mill rucks from the CNC and of it, you know, the computer code. If they change that and do it, oh, you're in violation of State Department of whatever. So he's in lawsuit with them doing that. Well, the thing is that what's he doing? He's bogged down in a lawsuit and he's not making. So I'm going, that's what they do. Now, of course, he knew that. So he needed it. He anticipated it. He was ready for it. He wanted them to do it because he's thinking 2, 3, 4 steps down the road, because I know Cody. He's like, yes, it's the battle. I want the battle. Bring the freaking on, man. We're battle. So who's his attorney? His attorney is the same attorney that represented Phil Zimmerman on the PGP case. So I'm going, he understands.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he understands what this battle is. This is just a PR thing. Oh, and by the way, I'm making a shitload of money while I'm doing it. Okay, I'll do that. You know, so you're in the same boat. They're going to come
after.
I hope so.
I mean, it's, I don't know, so you know the whole FCC thing, we are kind of in the same boat there, and the issue is pretty public in the tech circles, but it's not really outside of the tech circles, but it's, we're talking like with the EFF, the Triangle Frontier Foundation, or we're trying to see if they're interested in taking up a case in regards to the whole lockdown thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on it. I mean, they're...
Yeah.
You know.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm glad they're there, but they're not as effective as, you know, everybody goes to them for this kind of stuff, and they just don't have the resources or the will or something.
The EFF actually has a lot of resources now. It's bureaucratic. That's the problem. Bureaucracy. That's the problem within the EFF.
Yeah.
I forget. I'm trying to think why they're doing so well, but it's relation to a lot of the stuff that's been going on.
I'm getting the impression when you get to. You create a group or organization around a cause or a movement, sooner or later that the group becomes more important than the reason you created it. And EFF is becoming another freaking neon flashing supporting evidence example of that. And it's like the NRA. They need gun control legislation so they can be against it, so they can raise money to be against more gun control legislation that sometimes they help with. You know, and the EFF, they're seeing that in opposition to all this stuff that's going on has bolstered their budget, and they get more people. And they're like, wow, we need more stuff to be against. I mean, they, you know, actually fixing it is not really their mission. It's a, you know, whatever. The groups are always like this. These advocacy groups.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you need to create your own kick-ass. So what happened? Cody Wilson. See, what if you know? What if you got 170 IQ, which you probably do, and you're, you know, savvy to, you know, this kind of, you know what their next step is. You know it, so you prep yourself for it. I've had a lot of people that have been very successful in doing these kinds of things. They knew the government was going to come after them. They knew when they disclosed a bunch of bureaucrats and law enforcement and, you know, their personal information that was available on the internet that was consolidated in one computer base. They knew they were going to get raided. They knew they were going to come after him. So what does he do? Puts all the servers in his basement, gets a business insurance with a $5 million legal defense fund. And when they came after him, boom, in your face, man, let's rock. So I'm just going, if you have to know what they're capable of, what they're going to do, that helps in your marketing. It helps in the awareness of the product.
Yeah.
It helps in, but then you got to, you know, have a budget in contention with, I need an attorney. So that would be part of your, you know, that one might even be an advantage. If you make part of your Kickstarter and this effort, and it's going to require legal funds, or you do two separate, one parallel. Yeah, when the man, wait, If the man's not coming after us, then obviously we're not doing it right. So we need to have enough funds and a war chest and money and resources and attorneys to go after this. They do not want us to be free. Then it's serious. Yes, they do come after you. You got that funded. You got two angles of everybody to contribute, and it's go whip ass, and the EFF doesn't get as much money anymore. It goes to you.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the problems. So I've been involved in basically trying to get various publicity for the against the FCC's actions here, and you know, we were successful in the sense that we got thousands of people to send their comments in that sense, but not obviously in the sense that it was going to necessarily have any real effect.
You're going to have millions, and they don't care.
Right? Exactly.
Jihad.
So anyway. But what we failed at is essentially getting our message across to people, because the media doesn't necessarily care. You know, they're trying to report on the issue, and they're going to do it however they want. And even if we're saying one thing, they're gonna twist it and say whatever they want and completely ignore you, even though you're the one organizing and you're the one who's, you know, behind essentially. You know, the whole thing. But you know, we tried to raise money, and like in our crowdfunding kind of session, and we were hoping to build off of with the TP-Link issue where they locked down. We were trying to build off of that news story, and not a single story that ran mentioned anything about you know, what we were doing, the Save Y campaign, our position, or the fact that we were trying to raise money to fight this or anything. We raised less than $10,000.
Okay.
Need like $100,000 plus in order to do anything.
Okay.
Minimum.
How much do you think it costs for Cody Wilson to do a YouTube and get international freaking Wired magazine can't wait for him to utter a syllable? It's the way he goes after it. It's what he's attacking. If you're not being open about, you're in opposition to the United States freaking federal, we rule you government, and this is how we're doing it, and they are going to come after, and we need to yada, yada, yada. It was all orchestrated and planned. When I talked to what was Cody doing? First was the 3D printed gun, okay? Then it was, and what's the first image that you see of him in, the UK Independent or whatever? And he's standing there with Frederick Bastiat's The Law in one hand and an AK-47 in the other. And I immediately understood what was going on. I'm going, yep, he's my new best friend. Let's get a hold of that boy. So he goes after him on, he wanted them to understand, yes, of course 3D printing is going to go to desktop manufacturing of anything, including guns. So, of course, it was going to be targeted. Is that really what will be the end-all, be-all of 3D printing, how it's going to bring down the mass of whatever the hell? No. It was just an example, just to make a big, giant deal. Oh, my God, you can 3D print a freaking gun? Well, that means I can do, yeah, it does. So they're going, damn, okay, that was the best marketing thing, but you talk to any of the 3D printing guys at the Consumer Electronics Show, and man, you say the word Cody Wilson, and freaking they're staring at ceiling lights. They don't even want to talk about it. So I'm going, okay. So then he gets into Dark Wallet and Bitcoin and all that. Well, that goes into Open Bazaar. We're doing a show on this Friday. Yeah. They're opening it up. Then we have Shapeshift by Eric Voorhees is doing, you know, digital currency swapping around and obfuscating. It was here a minute ago. Now it's gone. Who had it and whatever. So I'm going, yep, all right. So we're doing with the money there. Then he goes, Ernie, I got this. Man, I'm telling you. And he told me like a month before he actually would tell me what was going on. He goes, I need to, we're going to schedule this, we're going to launch, it's going to be great and awesome, and watch what the man does. Did you ever see the original Ghost Gunner promo?
I don't know if I did or not.
This is the style that you need. I'll finish with that. We'll do this. I want you to go on here. Let me see if I can find it, because I want you to watch. It's only a couple of minutes, but it shows how he took the positions of the government and used it to give attention just like what you want on your issue. It's a technique, okay? All right, let me do a search on it. It was Ghost Gunner video. And let me see Ghost Gunner YouTube. Let me see if this... Yep, this is it. Go ahead at your computer right now. Put in Ghost Gunner YouTube, and it should be titled Ghost Gunner on the page of Defense Distributed. And it's 2 minutes and 44 seconds. Tell me, tell me when it, you got it up, and I'll just let you watch it.
Okay, so wait, what was it again?
Ghost Gunner.
It was Ghost Defense Distributed? Is that what I'm searching for?
Ghost Gunner, Defense Distributed, YouTube. Or just put Ghost Gunner YouTube. It's the first one. It'll come up.
Ghost Gunner YouTube, okay. Ghost Gunner, homemade guns easier or something.
No, it's just Ghost Gunner. Just go on YouTube and just put Ghost Gunner, and it has like 723,000 views already. Okay. One, are you on YouTube?
Yeah. I'm not seeing what you're saying.
All right, suck it up and go to Google and do a search. You ready?
All right. Okay, search for Ghost Gunner.
Ghost Gunner video. Put video in there. Ghost Gunner video.
Okay. Ghost Gunner YouTube. 2 minutes and 45 seconds?
Yep, that's it. It has a black background, a star with a skull, whatever the hell it is.
Black background.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Just click on it. Click. Don't make it more complicated, man.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Okay.
Okay, watch that.
Yeah, this is kind of what we were thinking, actually, something similar to this.
I'm sorry, this is kind of what?
This is kind of, we were thinking doing something sort of similar to this, with, like, 3D printing, showing that the laptop can actually be 3D printed, although that's different, I guess, than the FCC.
No, my point is that he has them saying it. You know, if they could take this and do this, they go, that's a good idea. I should do that. You know? Mm. And this is the same thing with the surveillance. If they don't do, they could be secret, and they could, you know, and kind of durka-durka jihad, and they'll be in kind of your show some other use of your just wanting to be private and, hell, keep a secret birthday party or something. I mean, you know, it's what you can have fun with it, but what would you show? You know, the surveillance of the police state of 1984, of them kicking in the door of you're not allowed to be of your whatever.
See, that would be great, actually.
The
video. That's a really great way to do it. I never even thought about doing it, something like that.
Yeah, it's like the MTV. Remember they had the one they were running for a while, and then they stopped it. It was they mirrored people just sitting in their living room, and all of a sudden people kicking the door and they putting them in the, you know, the trucks and hauling them off, and they superimposed it with the exact same scenes from Nazi Germany.
Dude, that would be great. Something, you know, I was thinking about something, if we could get a video of a raid with like U.S., like very clearly U.S., a U.S. raid, American symbolism. And then,
okay, now we're recording.
On, like,
now we're recording. You mind any of this going out, or I need to not, you know, hit the stop recording?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't make any difference.
Right.
I don't think.
All right. Well, the well, yeah, you know, we'll see. But the but you understand my point is, it doesn't matter what it's. Was it the ghost gunner that, you know, was the deal? Was it the, you know, you make a gun, or was it them bit? No, it was the direct challenge of who was up against whom and why. The video is what did it. Now, of course, in there it showed the actual prototype, and you got a prototype too. So you showed this in this way. We are challenging the cult of this omnipotent state thing. Quit worshiping this, you know, down to the individual. And yes, we're doing, and it launched his Indiegogo campaign. He had these, they go for about $1,500 now, and he sold them, he had the first 200 or something like that, or for $1,000, he sold out in less than a day.
Hmm.
Now he's on the Ghost Gunner 2, you know, doing some other stuff. So this is, and then, of course, in the meantime, he's in a lawsuit with the State Department, with Phil Zimmerman's attorney. Ha, 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 ha. Okay? So there's never, don't ever think that this wasn't a long-term plan. If you do this, you can't go into it, oh, we're just announcing and come over and we're going to try. No, 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 no. The very fact that you are even doing this is you are taking on the United States freaking federal we rule you just like he did, and you can expect the same kind of reactions.
Yes. I'm aware of that, which is why we're not doing anything until we...
No, when you got the prototype and you're ready and it's time to give us money and everything, and how much did he raise? Whatever the hell he wanted.
I'm not... the laptop, I think is less of an issue. The routers, more likely to be an issue, but the laptops in theory should be an issue too, so who knows?
No, it's all part of the same thing. It's a philosophy. It's a mindset. It's a, you know, what direction are we taking? I went through this before. You know, how old are you?
31.
Okay, 31 for me was 92. Okay, what's going on then? 1992 is the Ross Perot running against and everybody, anybody but them. You know, we're still doing fax trees. We just right after that, 93, we get our first email. We're starting to go, and the routing is going, the route that we're going to take, it's going to go World Wide Web, or it's going to go like made safe, bulletin boards and kind of off the grid of whatever. And they chose poorly and it went World Wide Web and we rule you. Now everybody's trying to dial it back and go, well, where would we be if we went the other way and kind of leapfrog where we're going? Well, what are they going to need? The hardware, the interface with it. They're going to need, it doesn't matter how great and wonderful your system is, if you're all on made safe and encrypted end to end and they don't know, but and we just tapped into their Wi-Fi and it doesn't matter, we know everything. Anyway, directly into their computer. What's the freaking point?
Yep.
So we need what you're doing. The thing is how best to market it. When you guys are ready and you get to that point, please contact me and I'll get you in with the boys to just be creative, and they do nothing but think about how fun they can have, and you get you a bunch of press and you're on the lamestream media so last century, and Fox wants to talk to you. See my point?
Yeah, that would be great. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
No, I know exactly what's going to happen. When you take it straight, because you're going straight up against them, because if Cody was to have just started, hey, I got a website, buy my Ghost Gunner, it would have never gone anywhere. One, nobody would have known about it, and two, they would have stopped him. But by challenging them directly and making it clear what this was really about, not only did it become, oh my God, what a big freaking issue this was, it increased his sales. He has a year backup. He is so far behind, he's got enough work to last him for freaking ever.
Yeah, I haven't really followed what's going on with that more. I mean, I was very interested in it, but I'd be curious as to how he is pulling it off exactly, because
it was hard.
Not, is he he's not allowed to sell, right?
Like, yeah, no, he's selling them. Oh, yeah, it's legal.
He's doing it legally, he's selling
them
and everything?
No, what they did, how they went after him, is that sporadically they keep closing his bank account. It's that Operation Choke Point thing, you know?
Right.
They go in and they say, oh, I'm sorry, you can't take credit cards. Nope, you can't have a bank account. Oh, got another one. Right. Nope, can't do it again. Can't do it again. And what's his problem? That a lot of the gunnies and people that want this and just kind of cuz, they don't do Bitcoin. You know, they're just not. He gets, you know, some orders and he does a little bit of Bitcoin, but, you know, it's just not enough. They go through the banking system. It's all about him. He spends most of his time. Now he's stable. He's okay now. But it's been just the last couple of months for a year. He was constantly going from bank to bank to bank to bank. He'd get it open and they shut him down. Get it open and they shut him down.
So how did he manage to stabilize the bank situation?
By finding a bank, and finally it's always some guy that says, yeah, screw him and I'll do it anyway in this city and that city and this guy. It always comes down to one individual that's really willing to, you know, start to, because of public opinion. If you don't have public opinion behind you, they're not willing to challenge Choke Point. They're not willing to go up against the man. They're not willing to. I mean, you know, it takes time. That's why you have to have the people behind you in the beginning with the video so people understand. What did they do? That the government didn't get to have their say? Hell, they got to say they were starting off the video.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to start off with the, you know, the bombings and the blowing up and this, and we got to have, and how is this going, you know, and make the point that, look, you are being surveilled. You are being controlled. You are being terrorized right now by them being able to surveil your own, and that has nothing, all the stuff that they're talking about, you know how you guys are. All the crypto geeky super kind of, they ain't going to catch anything that they don't want them to catch. You know, it's just all bullshit. It's PR. Yeah. And what it does, it doesn't make us any safer. It just opens us up to surveillance by they, them, those. And they're the ones creating all this false flag bullshit to be able to justify ruling you more. So I tell you what's going on with the Panama Papers, as we were talking about. This is what happens. They create, you know, now you start hearing America is a tax haven. Oh, my God, they're not, you know, stomping down enough. Then you had the whistleblower, we kind of in the USB, if we're going to get in a Swiss bank account, doesn't mean anything anymore. And, you know, here we have everybody and turned over IRS. So they all go to Panama. So they consolidated, and everybody's over here. Now we got them all in one database. Then we're released. Look, David Cameron, he didn't pay his tax. He's sheltering from. He's not redistributing enough of blah, blah. All of it's legal or not. I don't care. I mean, it's not my problem. You know, so what are they doing? Soros and them, they're saying, we have to have a banking system in such a way and a global tax so that we can, there is no place for anybody to go because we're all signed on and know your customer on an international of distribute the money.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to use this to do it. So you got to embrace it from the beginning, what their arguments are. That's what Cody does every time. You know, you ever see his 3D printed stuff? When he first started the 3D printing, he goes, yeah, I did it. Boom. There. It works. Now what? So what do we do? You know, if it was still there for a while, they started putting 3D printers into the local libraries here in Arizona, Maricopa County. They had the 3D printers, and I'm going, hey, can we have different components? You know, like one component, the barrel, you know, is one file, and this is one file, and separate, so we can go to the library and get different pieces printed of this, and then we put it together and say, thank you, government, for providing the 3D printer for me to print. You see my point?
Yeah. They're adding digital restrictions to 3D printers now. I don't know if you're aware of that, to stop people from printing these parts. I don't know. Interesting.
How the hell would they know?
I don't know. But if it looks anything like it, then the software has some sort of intelligence in it.
Yeah, blah, blah. All the more reason, again, to be able to go into the chipset, to be able to not have that restriction of yada, yada. See my point?
Yep. You gotta be conscientious of the hardware you're buying to 3D print stuff, especially if you want to do stuff like that, yeah.
Well, this, you know, my son, both of my sons, one of my daughters work at Honeywell Aerospace. Well, their big thing, I try and, you know, send them all this great tech and look at this great thing. Oh, Dad, we've known that for a year. Oh, you don't know. You. And I'm going, yeah, what about this? And what about this? And what about this? Well, one of the things is their SpaceX wanted my son to go work for him in their 3D printing thing. Because he's a manager. He's 26, 27 years old, and the boys, you know, freaking drives around in the golf cart and clipboard and charge 100 employees of Honeywell gear. The boy's got skills. So what happens is, I'm going, yeah, man, this 3D printing thing is coming. This guy goes, Dad, we already ordered 30 to 50 industrial metal printers that are going in a big, giant 200,000 square foot of rock and roll. We get it. And I'm going, oh, well, there's that. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm just, this is, the whole world is changing, and it's going to be young guys like you that are doing, but what is the problem? Surveillance. It's all what you can and can't. It's like they've taken every 12-year-old and they convinced them that they got to get permission. See, that's one thing, I'll leave you with this one thought and you'll understand. When they went in, you know, think about it. It's 1960s, it's Vietnam War. Everybody's talking about, you know, civil rights and equality and all this kind of stuff. And then in the 70s, David Rockefeller, you know, like, you know, they're big behind the Equal Rights Amendment. Why? Because two things. One, they get another taxed income going in there, and they can, you know, increase and do, and now you got two income families. And you have the kids that are latchkey, they're at school, they got way more influence from government school system and from what's on afternoon television and so on than mom and dad. They just can't quite get them. That's why they keep going down to kindergarten. And they're, you know, school funded here in Arizona down to preschool and I pledge allegiance at 3 years old kind of crap. Okay? Yeah. So then you're going, all right, what did they do? In the 70s, they had the ABC after school special. So for 2 hours, you got your kid babysat for a little bit and go watch the ABC after school special where you can brainwash him there.
I know what you're talking about.
There was a show called The Toothpaste Millionaire, okay? And it was about this kid that came up with his own toothpaste and it cleaned your teeth and it was great and wonderful. And all of a sudden, by the end of the show, here comes the FDA and you didn't get your permission slip. So all these entrepreneurs, all this concept and idea of I have a lemonade stand, of I mow lawns, of I fix and the handyman, of I'm a kid and rake leaves and give me money, and or I make a new product. What did they have to indoctrinate you with? Did you get a permission slip from the government to do this? You should have ought to known that and known better. Now, when you go up and you look for all the ABC after school specials, all of them are up there except that one. And I'm going, what the hell? You can see reference. You see it on the schedule. You see when it aired, but you can't get it. And it's not part of their packages. Why?
Interesting.
So I'm going, what the hell? It's this whole thing is a big, giant psyop. So if you can get to where you're providing this product and you're providing this for something with the attitude of, no, you don't need to ask permission to be private. That's the point. Whether it gets made or not, the controversy creates the commitment of the people understanding what the real issue is. It'll get solved. It'll be some hardware, software company out of the, you know, tail end of Pacific who gives a crap. You know, somebody will do this. It'll be guys like you. And if you succeed or fail, you know, it's still, you're going to have competition. This will always be a thing. It's how long can they delay it? How long can they put it off? How long can they insulate themselves from the wrath of the people? And oh my God, the people have an opinion they don't know about. And damn it, we're going to have to start putting microphones on trains in New Jersey. This is how bad they are. It's their mindset.
Yeah.
You think they're going to stop some terrorist attack or something because they got a microphone on a train? No, they just want to know what the people's opinion about different. It's a surveillance deal. You know, it's just because they don't know. They can't know. Their mind's so effed up. It's like in the Matrix where you have the Oracle talking about the architect. And it says, yeah, you know, he can't understand. It's not in. He's just trying to balance the equation. He doesn't get it. He doesn't understand. He's never going to understand. Well, that's how I see the government here. They're never going to understand. So I don't want to change them. I don't. I have this the kid, Austin Peterson, running for president, libertarian. He's like, yeah, in Constitution, we're going to get in and fix it. And, you know, this collective is going to be better than their collective and against collectivism. And I'm just going, you know, he just had to have enough life experience, certainly in libertarian philosophy, to understand that the sickness is not how government rules us. It's that we think we can pick rulers. Let's pick the guy, yeah, next guy that's going to rule me. You know,
yeah.
I'm like, are you freaking stupid? It's about a mindset of not advocating being ruled. Well, there's always going to be government, maybe, but I'm not going to sit there and freaking, you know, salute it.
Yep. Yeah. No, you're.
So don't think I don't understand what you're up against. I do understand.
Yeah.
But what I want to impart to you is that when you start, when you go this, you have to have won the battle in the first 4 minute video. Look up another one, a totally different issue, the same style. Do this for me. Go on to where you had right there on YouTube, Ghost Gunner, and it goes, the Liberator. I think that was it. The Liberator official trailer, is that? No. The Liberator, Cody Wilson. Cody.
I don't know which one you're looking at.
Nah, me neither. Let me, I'm going to find it. You know, maybe it's Defense Distributed. I see one here, but somebody talking over it. Let's see. Okay. Liberator, Dawn of the Wiki Weapons. Let's see if this is it. Yep. The Liberator, Dawn of the Wiki Weapons.
I might have seen this one before, actually.
Just watch it. And I'll explain some stuff. Then, of course, he's showing it being done. Now, the reason he called it the Liberator and you have the bombers there, do you know why the bombers are there? Okay, let me go ahead and tell you what the deal was. In World War II, they did this thing. They called them Liberators. They were little, just stamped out piece of crap, single shot guns. They had like, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 bullets in the handle. Okay, it was just, how many of these can we make? And it was just really, you know, cheap, cheesy firearms that had no, you know, real tactical. It was just to terrorize the Nazis into thinking that all these, you know, it was a upgrade your weapon. I get a Liberator, I go, you know, walking down the street, I cap some Nazi whatever and take his gun. Okay. So it was just the concept, the idea was that they would distribute gazillions of these, hundreds of thousands of these all over France and occupied Europe, and the people would actually have a gun that they could actually go up and do something. The women would have it, and they'd schmooze up to them. Oh, hi, soldier man. Bang. Okay. So this was a terror weapon for the Allies against the Axis by just printing the Liberator. So that's why, and I think those are Liberator, they called B-24, B-28 were Liberators also or something. So they go in, the Liberator planes are dropping Liberator zip guns, and they liberate Europe, and the people are empowered Liberator. That was the concept that he was saying. So he already won the argument. He's going, so what you're saying is that we can't print, hell, you were doing this and dropping all over occupied Europe for the people that have the ability to free themselves, and you're the very same government that's saying I can't do it? See my point?
Yeah.
You have to go on a much more deeper, multi-layered in the first video. You already won. It doesn't matter what they say or do. Any opposition, anything that they say, anything they do was answered in your first video. But what about the terrorists? What about them? You put them in. You make it part of it. You do the, you know, you got to be creative. Now, I mean, it's a brainstorm. It's sitting there smoking weed or at the, you know, eating pizza in the hot tub, coming up with all kinds of cool shit you can put in 4 minutes. You feel me?
I do.
It's something to think about. I just want you to be...
Yeah, putting stuff into practice, the challenge versus
open source. That's why I'll help you with it. I mean, we got people, they just, once you start this and you have them understand what this is about, they listen to even this show. I wouldn't be surprised you get a couple of calls or a email of, hey man, I can help them do and kind of we'll whip ass. Hell, I'd be explain it to Cody and you know give him $20 and him do it.
Yeah,
you know, so this is how he thinks. This is how I think. This is what we do. Because you know what they're going to say. You want to thwart their argument before they even made it. You just go, yeah, go look at the video. Well, what about, and I go, yeah, it was in the video at 3 minutes and 48 seconds. Go take a look. But what about, hey, we already, the opinion is already formed. It's done.
Hmm.
So what happens when they did the Liberator, when they do the Ghost Gunner, when they did Dark Wallet, all that stuff, you know, is going on. Cody was fighting many wars on many fronts, but it was a philosophical battle. But it had a tangible, manifested product or something that people could demonstrate support for it by either investing in it or buying it or doing whatever the hell. And I'm going, okay. In the beginning, when he first started this, it was... you got for a Bitcoin back when they were nothing, you know, $40, I think it was. You could buy 24 hours of time on the front page of Defense Distributed. Well, I bought two 24-hour periods of having an ad on the front. When might I take use of that? I don't know. But I got that sitting there waiting on me. See my point? So and you do the same thing. It's like, you know, there you get to have this. You can do that. Invest Bitcoin. I mean, if you really want to have the support and you want to have the lamestream media all over it, you want to have, you know, awareness. You want to have a market. You want to have people buying it. You want to have, you got to hit it hard in the first video what you're really going up against, because I guarantee they're going to come after you anyway. You might as well plan for it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I don't know, planning stuff out, it's
a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it takes time, it's a challenge, and
it's fun. That's the fun part. I'm going, they're going to do this, and they're going to do this, and they're going to do this. And it's like, this is the one thing that I got to warn people in your position. I go, look, I've been doing this a long time. This is how it works. I've been pretty good and been able to kind of made my point. And while they're coming out, I go, I'm over here now. I mean, you know, I'm doing something that's the next thing. I got the people that I'm not sitting here trying to win the battle. I'm going to beat you. I just wanted to get people's opinion. I go, they all have my opinion now? Or most people going, yeah, you suck. Okay, I'm on to the next thing. Done. Next. It's a culture shift for me. I don't give a crap about, you know, I'm going to make or do what. I don't care. You know, that's not the thing. I just want the opinion. So, In your God, I missed a point that I wanted to make with you, but the by you doing this kind of stuff, it's an atmosphere. It's a generation next thing. And where would you put? And it's already going to hit all the tech schools and guys and Facebooking of the guy at Stanford that's doing learning kind of whatever, which is where you want them to see your video anyway. So who is watching Cody's videos? Everybody. Whether they agreed or not.
Yeah.
It was water fountain stuff. Your issue is no less, in fact, more important than what they're doing. Closest they came was Dark Wallet, which evolved into Open Bazaar, which is their launching right now.
Right.
So what is it going to be? You're going to benefit from it? Oh, maybe, probably. But it doesn't matter. It just shows a market for the. This is how I see this stuff happening. It's when you go directly up against it, because you are, and they know it, and they are not going to let you just go quietly, you know, and do this, and they're not going to go quietly into the good night, and they're going to rage against, you know, your machines. I guarantee it. So you need to prepare for it. You need to win before they even start.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we can help. We can have fun. You guys can have fun. You got plenty of time. Once you start talking about what would you do, and you use these two guys, and a bunch of his video, there's other ones. You know, that in the process, he's always making some other video. They tried to stop him. He got a carbon fiber as part of one of those 3D printers that spews out carbon fiber. Okay. Well, he wanted that to do something. Well, he got it. And, you know, the company, he was in line for it, and the company goes, we're not going to sell it to you. One other 3D printer they had, he goes, nope, and we're taking it back. I mean, every time they did that, he goes, let me tell you, you know what's going to happen, right? He goes, this $7,000 3D printer that you have, he goes, right now, I offer I don't want to be in line anymore. Screw this line thing. Who's got one? I'm going to give you $10,000 for a used one. You put it in my thing right now, $10,000. Boom! How many offers did he have? He got his printer.
Yeah, it's true.
You have to be an activist. You got to go straight at them, and you got to get your ducks in a row, and you get your attorneys, and you got to have the. So, I mean, I can help with whatever and get you people and be creative if that's your, you know, where you come up short is, you know, having just ideas and creating, making a 4-minute video. I got 15 billion people that get freaking ulcers in anticipation of helping you.
Yeah.
When you're ready.
Yeah, we probably need like videos, marketing kind of stuff.
But like this, really, no, you're not going to get some technical BS video of the trusted program model, the kind of the open of the firmware. If they did, you know, blah 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 blah. Skip to the freaking end, okay?
Yeah.
It's 1984 scene of Matrix plug-in brainwashed. You know, like what? There's not enough sci-fi Trek, Star Wars movie of they kind of you can't use to make your point? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. I'm sure there is. There's...
You're much further along on this than I anticipated. You're ready to start thinking about this stuff.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely something where we've talked about it a little bit about, you know, what we want in the video a little bit, or what we might want in the video. And, you know, we have an idea, like we want to show the laptop being part of it being 3D printed and just not much of it, just a little clip of it.
Doesn't matter. And that you know, what are you going to do? Be talking technical bullshit over, oh, and the kind of, you know, who gives a shit? You show all your video, you make your points, but that way, it's a direct challenge against the very people that you're directly challenging.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't make it part of, and people's participation in part of this challenge, because they're not going to join, give me another computer I got to buy someday, sometime it might. They're wanting to support a philosophy, a concept.
Right. Yeah, and that's exactly what this is all about. I mean, obviously. So yep. I don't think, you know, that's not going to be part of this. It will be.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to, it's, yeah, you know, entertaining and fun. You know, I tell you, the activism in the Ghost Gunner and the 3D printing and the Dark Wallet, the activism was the forwarding of the video.
Okay.
People were like, yeah, what this? Yeah, take a look at this. Going, it went stupid. And whenever he wants, he's got, and he could probably help you with that too. because he has all these contacts at all of these meetings. Whenever he does anything, he's front page all over. You see what happens when he goes out and does it. These guys are begging him. Call me. Make sure. We'll write an article. We'll do a whole Big Giant. Wired Mag, Big Giant feature on Darkwad. Big Giant feature on 3D printing. Big Giant feature on Ghost Gunner. He comes up with something else, or he even gives kind of a hey and kind of, you know, talk to Christopher on kind of boom. Why? Because it's news and it's supported. The whole point of Wired Magazine when I was young is they were of the mindset that technology was going to free us and we'd be way further along than we are now. They were like, hell, we're going to, you know, what the hell? So this is the kind of stuff they're waiting on. I don't know how they are now. They kind of, you know, go down dark side maybe, but, you know, but it's been pretty good. I mean, they, you know, give definitely voice to this kind of stuff. And yours is all encompassing even larger than that. This is a big, giant, everybody's got a trusted program module of something sitting in their dam.
Yep. Yeah, we got a lot of work ahead of us, but, we might have a prototype, but it's still,
I'm shocked you got a prototype. Hell, you come on the show and you didn't tell me you had a prototype to solve all the crap I've been bitching about? I'm going, well, shit, Negro, that's all you had to say.
Yeah, there's a working prototype. As far as the hardware is concerned, it's functional. There's a screen, there's a keyboard.
You're killing
actual
me.
Pictures.
You're killing me.
Yeah, the pictures have to. We need to take better pictures, but there's a finished prototype. Yeah, I could.
You know,
I'll send you the pictures.
I'm going to go ahead and I got to talk to Cody. I got another thing I'm dealing with him on some stuff anyway. I'm going to talk to him about this and see if he. I mean, he's so creative. He could send you something this afternoon. There, done. I mean, you know, it's one of those deals. But he's busy and whatever. But I am so concerned that the only thing that you guys lack is the experience and the mass appeal activist, you know, experience and genes and skills to be able to launch this where you already won before the day was over.
That's definitely where we're lacking here. Definitely. No doubt about it. I can, you know, I know all the right people for, you know, the technology side of things and activists within, but they're not necessarily, you know,
let us work on that. If you'll take some help from outside, I know a lot of people that are very supportive of it because I've been screaming the Think Penguin, it's on whatever. And I talk to the right people. I mean, we could do a conference call or just to brainstorm it there because they understand the importance of this. And if I can go, you guys got a prototype and you're looking to do the launch of the kind of, they're going, you're going to be manufacturing. You got, you know, distribution location for it. You're going to do it. Oh, are you freaking kidding me? Hell, we'll do it. You know, I tell you what, we'll do all this, got it all done and everything. And the first three laptops are ours.
Yeah, I mean, if you have contacts and stuff, I mean, that would
done.
Be, you know.
Done.
That would be good.
If you're willing to accept the help, done.
Not only would we be willing to accept it, we need the help.
No, done. Done.
That's one of the things I'm lacking is the confidence and ability to actually pull it off.
Done.
And,
done. Okay? So don't worry about this, you just keep worrying about getting it marked, kind of, but you pull material that we need, you know, like photos, 3D printing video. We get the, you know, just a little stuff that adds to it, the concept that you're doing, and then we'll start, you know, talking about it openly here. We're not going to, I tell you, it doesn't matter how many FBI, NSA guys listen to the show, watch the video, or get data, you know, because unless somebody gives them a 3x5 card of go do something, they don't give a crap. They're like, yeah, peace, brother. That sounds cool. You guys go keep doing that. Until somebody makes them do something, they don't care. You know?
Yep.
So and when somebody tells them, then they're going to care. You know, when Free Talk Live starts whining about, you know, the FBI doing child porn, then all of a sudden they're going to come raid them. You know, that kind of crap. All right?
Yes, well, that didn't... Yeah, I mean, it was probably just a matter of time, but on that one. But,
Yeah, no, it didn't take but a week. I mean, they're sitting there, Free Talk Live is going, the FBI seized a child porn site and they're serving it up for a week still? Kind of that makes the FBI child pornographer distributors, right? Boom! They get raided.
Yeah, I'm... That was awfully coincidental, I thought.
And then it's an open router of God knows who logged in. I got the same issue. God knows who logs in this kind of stuff. They find, we had a case. Mark J. Victor, he's a criminal defense attorney here, real popular here in Arizona. He and I are good friends, and we do a lot of stuff together in activism and such. And what happened, a lot of times you need, like what you need the activist guy and you need the legal guy. Because there's always going to be the two overlap a bunch of times. So he and I doing a bunch of stuff, and we have all kinds of fun. But there's many times that he and I coordinate way up front knowing what they're going to do. So you need legal help, too. The activists, they're, you know, as time goes on, we find more and more legal minds that can help do something, you know, push paperwork, and it's not $1 billion, and even donate it, or you raise funds for that particular effort. You know, Cody might be able to help with that, too, people that he knows.
We've been slowly connecting with more and more people over the years, but... Yeah, I mean, we still definitely lack a lot of connections to different, especially activist kind of stuff. We've obviously been activists doing activist kind of stuff, like, but it's more behind the scenes kind of stuff, like actually putting out products and things that are...
No. What you're doing is the actual manifestation of everything everybody's bitching about. You're actually doing it.
Right, exactly. We're doing it. It's not... Yeah, I mean, we're not out on the front lines, but we're doing it behind the scenes.
No. That is the front line, as far as I'm concerned. When I got something sitting in front of me right now, I'm looking at, and it works. That's front line. Okay.
Yeah.
I understand where you're lacking, and it's not lacking. Yeah. It's lacking in the fact that if you're manufacturing, distributing, you're doing it. Yeah, we did what we were supposed to do. We got a business. What are you bitching about? You know, does every business got to be freaking activist? Yeah, when you're going up against a man, they're going to regulate you out, and you're not allowed to be free to do it, you know, then you have to be. So that's where the community is supportive of that. You're at Porkfest. You get it. There's just a bunch of people.
Yeah,
they're sitting around. I go, yeah, I'll help you do that as soon as I finish this here joint, you know, and then I'll get on it. And with the creativity, I just finished a joint. So I'm just going, this is going to be way more fun. And it causes less stress, and you already know what's going to happen, and you already have an answer in the first video. Because the problem is if the video, when you launch or you do or the fundraising, then they get to do the narrative. They come out, oh, and they're just a bunch of, you know, terrorists and child pornographers that, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then how do you get your message out? Well, if it didn't go in the initial video that they're responding to, then you may never get your message out.
That's the problem we had. That's the exact problem we had with the FCC stuff that's been going on. We didn't get our message out from the get-go. We get the stories get written without ever hearing our message.
Well, that's, you know, whose fault's that?
That's my fault. That's because I don't know exactly what the hell I'm doing.
I tell you, the only way that it even came aware to me and aware to anybody, that anybody even knew the inkling of this show had an idea what the hell you were talking about, was one little thing that you did. You control whatever, and you put the strike through on your front page. When I went to tell people to go there, after we had got the banner ads for you and we started promoting the your company and all that kind of stuff, and me going on about it, I'm going, yeah, it's free, and it's kind of new, blah, blah, blah. And you go to the site, the first thing it has, not anymore.
Yep.
And I go, whoa, what the hell? I thought, you know, so then we start to find out about it. Where was the video? Where was the creative? Where was the 1984? Where was the Borg? You know, where was the, you know, the freaking Cylons? Where was the, you know, the Matrix of the kind of, where was all the creative of I get it and it's entertaining and fun and I sent it to my friend at college and the roommate of the dorm of kind of, what the hell? Where was that? There wasn't one. That's why you didn't get your message out. So when Cody does his stuff, what are the other guys going to bitch about? on the Ghost Gunner, the very thing that they were saying and bitching about, he had him in the freaking video. And he's copying what they're doing. What are they going to say? I guarantee there's all kinds of audio and video of them encryption this, and we got in surveilling the man, and we need to have and the yada, 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 yada. Oh, we'd love to go find, you know, these child pornographers that are sending out to your advertisers Free Talk Live if we only had a license to use the internet so that we could go get them. If we had more control, we had more global blah, 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 blah. You know, that's what they're going to say. What are you going to do? Go to the FBI. Hey, they're contact. They go, God, that really sucks for y'all. You know, so I'm going, so what's the only alternative? Got a bunch of super geeks, libertarians going around finding out who did what. I had a bunch of people sending me stuff going, Ernie, if you want to know the email that you got from these guys threatening you to stop advertising on Free Talk Live, you just go in the header of this and kind of blah, blah, blah. Well, it was a bit, they did tour of, you know, whatever the hell, and I don't care. You know, I just delete. But the point is that, you know, there is a lot more of the people with your capabilities and you on our side than on theirs. On theirs, they may hire a bunch of the geek and they go out, but they're not going to do anything unless somebody tells them or makes them, and they get done with their blue ribbon panel of a committee of they're going to think about it someday and it's too late. I mean, they can never beat us. They can just kill us. It's just a hellfire missile of got you in court. Of God. Well, if you know they're going to do that, then bring it on and be ready for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your budget of your gazillions of dollars, if I got to spend on doing that, yeah, well, you got like $60,000 that you need to budget for the beginnings of, you know, seed of we're going to go challenge of whatever. And if that comes in the form of somebody doing a pro bono, who might I go to? I know a bunch of attorneys that, you know, at least give you, you know, cheap.
Yeah, well, definitely having attorneys, having names and numbers and talking about stuff is
okay.
Probably a...
What I think you need to do is keep doing what you're doing, focus on getting the product, quit worrying about all this other stuff, and just feed into, this is another reason why you need this. You want to have private forums. You want to be able to communicate, you know, securely without having everybody know exactly what you're doing on this stuff. Which I'm sure you know how to do, you know, and I'm whatever.
Yeah.
Because
yep.
I don't encrypt, I don't care. It's like, I need all the agents to listen to everything I say so that they get their minds changed. You know, they're going, you know what, I'm just looking over here, I didn't notice that, you know, because they get convinced. But the point is I'm hoping that you can be much more positive about this, because when you launch, you will have won the battle the second you put the YouTube up. It's already over. Because anything that they respond to it is going to be about the video that you had all the answers in. See, that's what happened with Cody. When they go, look, he's doing, oh my, and they go watch the video, and they go, okay, I get his point. In 4 minutes, done, I get it, done, next.
Yeah.
So any reference they have to it, they just kept reinforcing what he was doing. And if you don't have that in the initial video, they're not going to do it for you. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I definitely see what you're saying. Trying to pull everything off is I don't know. That's the part that I'm a little unsure of.
Pulling what off? But, they getting it, you know, manufactured?
No.
The
manufacturing.
PR?
Yeah, the PR, I guess.
Done. I will make sure that you get, you know, help a dude kind of man. You're, what are we talking here? A 5-minute video? Are you kidding me? During the Levolution, you know how many of those were done for Dr. Paul? High quality, in their face, slap them around, made the point, done. That's why they're taking them all down. This is what we do. This is it. I don't know jack shit about a computer board of the kind of the freaking where the solder end goes of what. Who gives a crap? That's not my thing.
Yeah.
This is my thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's concepts. So there is a lot of people. If you can demonstrate and be open to the help and that you need, we put that out. What's going on? I got like, I'm thinking of a dozen people I can call right now, be, you know, trusted new best friends of Whipass. So what are you looking at? What's the timeline? How many months, you know, before you'd be able to launch or want to launch something like this?
Like, we're supposed to be launching now, but obviously we're not because it's not done. But
you want to start working on it now.
Yeah, pretty much. I have to. I have to talk to Luke and reassess like where we are we're at, I guess. But I got pictures the other day of the prototype.
Yeah, you know, you're ready. All right, it's time. Perfect time for us to talk. Let's rock and roll. Yeah. I'm not even sure I want to have this video or all this conversation up. I may not do that. Yeah, I'm just all about being open. Screw it. You know, just put it up.
Yeah, I seriously doubt there's anything we've really said that's not like...
No, it's not that. I mean, it's good marketing. People that would, you know, listen to it, I'd send it, you know, go ahead and listen to it and see whatever. And I'm sitting here committing Cody to all kinds of crap that he's like, hey, man, I got shit to do. But, I just want to get him excited. I want to talk to him and just get him excited about, you know, that. And I just use him as an example. I mean, he doesn't have to do it. He's one of 15 billion other people that can do this. But not really. I mean, you know, the way that he, you know, the tactic, I'm hoping I encouraged you by watching that, you can see why in 4 minutes you could have, you know, the work done for you that you would try and do some video and then hope that somebody would talk to you and you get on whatever cable news of something, you know, 1,400 times to get the message out that you could have done in the 4 minute video.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, there hasn't been any content really created. We're just kind of at the point where we have some pictures floating around amongst each other.
Content, my ass! It's a concept. How much of this thing, anything that he does, all that's kind of, you know, it's just showing a picture of it. It was the visuals. It was the concept.
It was the
opposition. It was the other side's arguments. It was the BS of the, I mean, the whole, it's a, you know, it's PR, man. I'm telling you, it's activism kind of, this is what we've been doing for like 20-something years. So I'm just going, I see what you're doing, how important it is, and what you're and you're so much further along than I thought. And I'm going, damn, what you're missing is the PR.
Well, I mean, you know, I what was it, a year ago that I first talked to you? I mean, it's come a long way since then. There's been a lot of time. And in the technology world, the stuff changes very quickly. So it hasn't been
that long. I think the first time, it was this summer. It was last summer. Yeah, didn't you just go to Pork Fest this last June?
I've been at two Pork Fests, but this last Pork Fest, we actually had Think Penguin there. So, yeah, this last one might have been the first time I talked to
you. Yeah, it was the last one. That was June. Hell, it hadn't even been, you know, what, 7, 8 months, 9 months?
Yeah, okay. Well, that's still quite a bit of time. I mean,
yeah, but I mean, you know, it hadn't been that long ago, and we got, you know, you're making progress. You're going from that
true.
To this.
I mean so
immediately after I talked to you, the FCC started their crap.
Right. I mean, some of this stuff was already, I mean, we've been working on, this has been a work in progress for probably at least 2 years, like hardcore, like all full-time kind of development. And then it even goes back a little bit farther than that. So 4 or 5 years. So it's,
no, I'm very impressed, Christopher, with your capabilities and what you've accomplished. You are the freaking man. And I, you know, I'm proud to have, you know, Think Penguin on the site. You know, it goes on Dispatch. I make a big deal out of it, blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm, you know, but, and doing this is, I mean, you're really, really, as you're looking at, you know, the your activist credentials, man, you already got a gold star in your forehead, as far as I'm concerned. Okay. So this is, that doesn't mean that you have to be great at everything. Let us help. You know, let me just tell the community. I'm going, you know, the very guys that probably have met you, you know, that want to be your friend and want to help. I just go, look, he needs help. You know, I mean, look at what we're doing. You know, freeing the freaking mind of the planet. Can we help a little bit of that? I was just wondering. Hell yeah. They're going to be, you know, beating down your door wanting to help to the point you got to be careful of who they are because, you know, some of them might be they, them, those. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. I think it would be good to start talking to people on the outside who are more skilled at some of this stuff.
Yeah, done. I quit worrying about it.
Luke is in on all of our conversations though.
Fine, whatever. I mean, you know, yeah, of course it's got to be a party, man. It's a pizza and beer and you know, bongs. You know, I don't care. You know, what state are you in? Where are you at?
I'm in New Hampshire now. We moved. I moved the business.
On March 10th. Shit. Well, there's like, I already know who you need to talk to. You know Brian Sovereign Tech?
I don't know if I know that name.
All right. I definitely want to, you know, just have him talk with you. Stephanie Murphy, you know, can do a lot of stuff and voiceover, and we got some other guys. Yeah, yeah. You're hooked up, man. I'm going to hook you up. All right.
All
so
right.
Go ahead and send me some pictures and some stuff and concept and, you know, kind of whatever you think it is that you want to, like, get out in some material. And I will make this a little project. I mean, I can't, you know, commit that.
I mean, like I said, we don't have any material at all at this point.
No. I mean, whatever. I need a paragraph of what you're doing and why you're doing it and a picture
of the
laptop. You got a prototype and, you know, the guy speaking in from the Netherlands and Europe of saying whatever the hell and what the, you know, any news you got on the, you know, the when you
Oh, yeah. I can send you the talk and I can send you a link to the talk, I suppose.
Boom.
I think it was a video of it.
Boom.
And
boom.
I can send you some pictures. But again, these are not like pictures that were meant to be distributed. They were,
doesn't
they were
matter. I just need these guys to get their creative juices going. Hell, if 80% of the video isn't from some sci-fi movie, you know, I'd be shocked.
See, link to talk. I'm trying to think what else. I'll carbon copy Luke.
Logo, artwork, you know, something. Okay. Do you guys even have a YouTube page? A channel or whatever.
Yeah. What did you just say?
Do you have a YouTube channel?
No Jillian. YouTube channel. We have no. We don't have anything right now.
You have a seat right there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here's it, man. You know the Lord done provided. Okay. Go ahead and put the headphones on. All right. Just coming in to hang and visit and everything. Tux Event is a Bitcoin advocate that's from the beginning, back in the day, from Las Vegas. You know, his name is Julian Tosh. He's in here. He's just kind of, you know, we're going to hang it, and I'm gonna tell him what's going on. Pull the mic up to you. We're going to put you on here. Okay. I'm sorry, what?
I said thanks for blowing my cover, by the way.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's no.
I'm sorry. Okay, where am I getting the feedback? Is that microphone? Is that 1, 2, 3? Okay, I think it's better now. Okay, this is what the deal is. I'm talking to Christopher Wade. Yeah, where is that feedback coming from? I'm talking to Christopher Wade, and this is his deal. He owns Think Penguin, okay? This is the laptop that I got. I go to Porkfest last year, and everybody's doing, you know, your just button crap, okay? And I'm going, well, does anybody just have a hardware laptop that already is made and configured and open source and gotten Linux is on it and I don't have to and I open the box and it starts working? Anybody just have that? I think Penguin does. Okay. Christopher Wade, he was up there, had a thing, puts it on, love this thing, awesome, rock and roll. Immediately after I got this, all of a sudden the FCC comes in and says, oh, they're going to lock down routers. You can't, you know, configure it to where we can't surveil you. We got to make sure everybody gets surveilled. Trust the program module chipsets have we gotten in Intel and AMD and everybody's on the grid and you can be all made safe all you want. We rule you and we're got the van out front and surveil anyway. Okay, you feel me? So I'm going, all right. So then, Chris, we have them on and they already have, out of the Netherlands, they have a prototype of a computer that is totally open source free, doesn't have, and kind of we're ready to go and sell, and they can suck it. All right. Well, who are they going to be up against? Oh, I'm sorry. You must be a child pornographer and terrorist then, if you're going to not let us surveil and plug a matrix thing in the back of your head. Well, they're ready to start, you know, the crowdsource funding of, you know, we're selling the laptop. And he has the distribution already set up, and he's got the big brain box guys and everything, but they're just not, you know, kind of creative in how they could never get their message out. They couldn't get. So I showed him some Cody Wilson stuff. I'm going, look, man, when he did the Ghost Gunner or Dark Wallet or, you know, the 3D printed gun and everything, hell, the first video was the answer. I go, it's just, you know, whatever they say, yeah, just watch my video again. Okay? So I'm going, look, what we need to do is we need to make sure that you get a good kick-ass video that, yep, you're challenging the man, and the man ain't going to like it, and this is what they're going to say and do, and here's a scene from 1984 of why. Okay? So what they need now is some PR, you know, doing the video to promote that, yes, we don't have to be surveilled at the chip level of every freaking electronic device that we have. We can be free with Think Penguin. So I'm thinking that that video should be creative and fun, and we're going to whip some ass. And we have a bunch of people that might be able to do that. What say you?
I agree. I would love to see a solution that, like for instance, I'm concerned about the chip monitoring, chip level monitoring and stuff.
Grab that other microphone. There's something wrong with that one.
Check, check.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm concerned about the chip level monitoring stuff, and it's one of the reasons that I don't really have a laptop. I piece together all my hardware so I know what components are going into it. And I can pick and choose, and so I'm not. I have a different level of exposure, I guess.
Yeah, because he deals in a whole bunch of, oh my God, you know, I got a microphone that's going on somewhere or something. I got another mic that's doing something. Anyway, so he's one of you, Chris. Okay?
And who are we talking to right now?
The secret, you know, bald man of we don't want to tell you.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't have you up. Go ahead.
My name's Tuck Savant. I'm a friend of Ernie's from a while back. And I'm geeky. Uber nerd, yeah.
Yeah, super one of you guys.
Gotcha.
So this is, you know, when he's talking about... doing his own, he builds his own computers like you have your computer for mass distribution. He's already been doing this.
Well, on a PC desktop level, I don't, you know, it's not. I don't do laptops.
Yeah, okay.
Because of that concern of chip level monitoring.
So what you're saying is there's a market for what he's doing? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I'm so shocked. Okay. You feel me, Chris? Here's a guy right here, right now, that does exactly what you're doing on his own PCs to avoid exactly what you're trying to offer the masses.
Okay, I'm not quite sure what he's saying that he does, but okay.
No, he does the same thing. He selects hardware in his PC to make sure that he doesn't get the, you know, the closed down trusted module of I get to surveil you, because he deals lots of Bitcoin. He's not going to just, you know, make himself vulnerable.
Sure, sure. Well, I mean, there's a huge range of like what you can do and what you can't really do.
No, that's all your geek crap, okay? My point is that the philosophy of what you're doing is supported, and, you know, someone that already understands and is ready to buy, you know, or...
Oh, sure, sure. Well, I mean, we have lots of customers who are already ready to buy. It's just not... I don't know if it's enough, you know?
Well, that's what we need to help with, and it's the PR and the release of the video of how you're going to do this, and that's what we want to help with. I mean, they're falling, you know, into my studio as we talk.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go, man. I think we talked enough about this. We'll put it out. I just want you to know that I want to help, and you're at the point where you need our help. So let's go ahead and you just keep thinking about this. Send me the stuff, and we're ready to do it. Because your battle with the FCC on this, it didn't launch right. I mean, there was no. You know, it's you thought it was everybody will rise up. Why? What was the issue? Where's the, you know, the meme? Where's the artwork? Where's the, you know, the action to go where to what? I mean, it wasn't clear.
Oh, yeah. We're still working on getting up a website, and yeah.
Oh, you're killing me. I mean, you know, so this needs to be done before, and it's got, so you're looking at, before you're going to the, you already know the distributor, I mean, the production where you're going to be doing this, is China, they're really ready, willing, and able? I mean, are you already ready?
Yeah, we have like factories and stuff lined up for manufacturing.
Okay, so you need to have, you know, the Indiegogo of starting, kind of here we go, and the video of rock and roll. So let us go ahead and work on
publicity,
that
creating like video, taking pictures. We still have to, I mean, like I said, I have some
I understand
very rough,
you just
pictures
need,
of the prototype,
you
but
need
not
a concept
there.
You need, yeah, a hold con, just like what Cody was doing, the concept, what you're challenging him, why, and the solution in 4 minutes. So that's what we'll work on. All right, man, thanks for spending this extra time with me. I got to get going, but I tell you, you know, I'm here to help, you know, let me help, we'll help, and let's rock and roll.
Yeah, I'll send you some of the stuff I said I was gonna send you, and we can go from there.
All right,
sounds like
cool.
Plan. I'll carbon copy Luke, and we'll see what he says and thinks, and everybody thinks and
all right,
whatever.
Well, yeah, we could do whatever the hell we want without you, just do it anyway. I don't care.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah. All right, cool. Thanks, Chris.
Okay.
Peace.
All right. Bye-bye.